여러분 안녕하십니까?
Hello everyone.
우리 그 집회가 이제 끝이 났는 또 연장을 했습니다.
And so our Bible study are finished, but now we're an extension.
많이 와주셔서 너무 감사하고요.
And so I'm very thankful that everyone's here.
성경 말씀 읽겠습니다.
Let's look at the Bible.
사도행전 제3장입니다.
Let's look at the words of Acts chapter 3.
1절 말씀부터 읽겠습니다.
From verse 1.
사도행전 3장 1절입니다.
Acts chapter 3 verse 1.
제9시 기도 시간에 베드로와 요한이 성전에 올라갈세.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being a ninth hour.
나면서 앉은 매인된 자를 사람들이 메고 오니.
And a certain lame man came with a mother's womb was carried.
성전에 들어간 사람들이 구걸하기 위해 날마다 미문이라는 성전 문에 두는 자라.
Whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms and enter into the temple.
그가 베드로와 요한이 성전에 들어가려 함을 보고 구걸하거늘.
And who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms.
베드로와 요한으로 더불어 주목하여 가로되 우리를 보라 하니.
And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, and John said, Look on us.
그가 저에게 무엇을 얻을까요 바라보거늘.
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
베드로와 은과 금은 내게 없거니와 내게 있는 것으로 내게 주노니.
Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such I have I give unto thee.
곧 나사렛 예수 그리스도 이름으로 걸으라 하고.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
오른손을 잡아 일으키니 발과 발목이 곧 힘을 얻고.
And he took him up by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
뛰어서서 걸으며 그들과 함께 성전에 들어가면서 걷기도 하고 뛰기도 하며 하나님을 찬미하니.
And he leaping up stood and walked and entered them with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God.
모든 백성이 그 걷는 것과 및 하나님 찬미함을 보고.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God.
그 본래 성전 임은 앉아 구걸하는 사람인 줄 알고 그의 당한 일을 내 심히 기여기며 놀라니라.
And they knew that it was him that was set, which sat for alms at the beautiful gate and the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at which they happened unto him.
네, 여기까지 읽겠습니다.
Okay, I read through there.
저들이 이런 집회를 하면서 참 감사한 것은
I'm very thankful about this seminar because
하나님 인간을 만들 때 마음을 만들었습니다.
Because when God created man, he created the heart.
이 마음에다가 어두운 마음을 넣으면 인간 자체가 다 어두워져요.
Inside of this heart of man, if you contain darkness, then everything about man becomes dark.
이 마음에다가 밝은 마음을 넣으면 사람들이 굉장히 밝아져요.
And on the other hand, if you put light into this heart of man, then everything about the man becomes light.
이 마음에다가 죄악된 마음을 넣으면 아무리 착하고 예쁜 사람도 죄악된 사람 돼요.
If you put a sinful heart inside this heart of man, no matter how good or kind that person may be, he becomes sinful.
그러나 이 마음에다 예수님의 마음을 넣으면 그럼 누구든지 간에 예수님이 되는 거예요.
Inside this heart of this person, if you put the heart of Jesus, no matter who he may be, he becomes like Jesus.
좀 오래전인데 오늘 편지를 하나 받았습니다.
This happened a little while ago, but I received a letter.
목사님, 저는 16년 동안 교도소에 살았습니다.
He said that I was living inside a prison for 16 years.
살인죄 연루돼 처음에는 사형을 받았는데 이제 무기수로 감형을 받는 겁니다.
Due to his crime of murdering somebody, he was sentenced to life in prison. However, later on, he was only sentenced to 16 years.
16년 동안 이제 교도소에 있다가 이제 자기가 나가게 된다는.
And so he was inside a prison for 16 years, and he said he was about to be released.
저한테 편지를 했는데.
And he sent me a letter.
제가 목사님을 찾아가면 목사님께 찾아가고 싶은데 받아주시겠습니까?
He said, I would like to visit you, Pastor. Will you accept me?
오라고 했습니다.
I said, you're more than welcome to come.
그 사람이 16년 만에 교도소에서 나오면서 자기 아버지를 뵈러 가려다가 안 가고 저희 교회로 찾아온 겁니다.
After 16 years of being inside a prison, he originally wanted to go to his father, but he changed his mind and he decided to come to me.
이야기는 이래 했습니다.
So this is how the story goes.
그 사람이 그 교도 이제 그 사형을 언도를 받고 있다 다음에 무기수로 감형된 이후에
And so then this person was eventually first sentenced to death and eventually he was sentenced to life in prison.
이 사람은 교도소에 있으면서 아무도 그걸 당할 사람이 없어요.
While he was inside of prison, there was not a single person that could contain him.
교도소에서 교도관 여러 번 납치를 했대요.
And while he was inside of prison, he actually kidnapped several guards many times.
어떻게 교도관 납치할 수 있느냐 물어봤어요.
I asked him, how is it possible that you can kidnap a guard?
하려면 얼마든지 할 수 있습니다.
He said, if you make up your mind to do it, you can do it anytime.
내가 하도 궁금해서 어떻게 납치 하나만 얘기를 해보라고 했어요.
I was very curious, so I asked him, how did you kidnap one person?
이 사람이 이제 그 보일러실에서 불을 떼는 일을 했는데.
So he did the work of working inside the boiler.
이제 그 기다란 쇠꼬챙이 가지고 장작을 보일러실에 밀어넣곤 했어요.
And so with the big metal tongs, what he did was he pushed the wood into the boiler.
근데 이제 무슨 생각이 났는지 그 쇠꼬챙이를 불에 그렇게 달궜어요.
And one day, I don't know what got into him, but all of a sudden, he made it the tip very red.
그래가지고 그 쇠꼬치 끝이 밝게 달았는데.
And so then the tip of that metal tongue became very red.
시멘트 벽에 구멍에 그다 집어넣고 이렇게 당겼다 밀다 하니까 한 10cm쯤 부러졌어.
And what he did was he put it into a little hole under the cement, and then he started bending it back and forth, and then 10cm about it broke off.
그걸 이제 딱 땅에 묻어놨습니다.
And he buried that into the ground.
아무도 몰래 그 다음 날부터 이제 불 떼면 사람들 없으면 그 갈기 시작했어.
And without anybody knowing, he started to grind that on the ground.
이제 돌에다 가니까 이제 한 달쯤 되니까 아주 날카로운 칼이 됐어요.
And he started grinding it against the rock, and then after about a month, it became very sharp.
그래서 칼을 딱 주머니에 넣고 하다가 교도소에서 복도 지나면 자기가 미워하는 교도관을 만났어요.
And so then he took this piece of knife that he had, and all of a sudden he was walking through the hallway and he saw a guard that he didn't like.
그래서 어깨를 딱 이렇게 했어요.
And then all of a sudden he put his arms around the shoulder.
교도관 왜 이래?
그런데. The guard said, What are you doing?
칼로 목 끝으로 목을 대었어요.
And then right then he put the tip of the knife right through his throat.
나는 크게 말하는 게 싫어.
I don't want to speak loudly to you.
야, 너는 교도관이잖아.
You're a guard.
너 나한테 너무 심하게 했어.
But you've been treating me so bad.
난 여기서 너무 싫어.
And I hate it here.
다음 세상으로 가고 싶어.
I want to go to the next life.
혼자 신심한테 같이 가자.
But I'm a little bored to go by myself. Will you come with me?
교도관이 발발발발 떨었어.
And then that guard started trembling.
그 교도관 빈 방이 있는데.
And so there was an empty room there.
그 안에 이제 들어가서 무릎을 꿇지 앉혀놓고.
So then they put him to the empty room and then he made him kneel down.
칼을 들고.
And then he took the knife.
소리 질렀어요.
And he started yelling.
교도소장 오라 그래.
Bring the warden of the prison.
법무부 장관 오라 그래. 문 열어줄게.
Bring the minister of defense. I'm going to open the door.
이제 막 교도 난리가 난 거예요.
And so then right then there was a big commotion.
그 교도관 틀림없이 죽게 생긴.
And so then now they're in big trouble.
이 사람 늘 나 한번 죽어만 그만이야.
He says that hey, if I die once, it's over.
남자가 한번 죽지 두 번 죽어?
Man will die once, he's not going to die twice.
야, 너 그거 뭐 오라 그래.
He says, yeah, call them over here.
이제 교도소에서 그 교도관을 살릴 방법이 없었어요. 이제 교도소에서 그 교도관을 살릴 방법이 없었어요.
And there was no way that the prison could actually save this guard.
교도소에서 밤새도록 연구를 했어요.
All night long they started looking into how to save him.
새벽에 아주 이른 새벽에 한 3시쯤.
It was very early in the morning around 3.
사람들 한 30명이 큰 전봇대를 하나 어깨에 메고.
And so about 30 big men, what they did was they took a big pillar.
그 사람 있는 방을 갖다 팍 쳤어요.
And then they struck in and they broke down the door to that
벽이
room.
벽이 무너지면서.
And as the walls came crumbling down.
두 사람의 벽에 깔렸어요.
All of a sudden, the two of them were under the wood.
좀 다치긴 해도.
And then they got a little hurt.
생명은 살았어요.
But they were able to make it out alive.
그 뒤에 아무도 이 사람 간섭을 안 하는 거예요.
But not a single person would do anything about this man afterwards.
진짜 이 교도소 너무 따분하다.
They said, "Oh, I feel so stuffed in here."
어느 날 그 교도소 소문이 하나 났는데.
And so there was a rumor that was going around inside the prison.
교도소 안에 죄 없는 사람이 왔대요.
They said that there was somebody without sin in prison.
누군가 보니까 바로 자기 옆에 있는 사람이었어요.
He looked into who this was and he realized that he was the man right next to him.
평소도 좀 이상하다 했는데.
And he thought that this man was a little weird normally.
죄 없어?
He says, you have no sin?
근데 왜 교도소 들어왔어?
But if you have no sin, why are you inside of prison? Actually, I had a lot of sin, but I received the forgiveness of sins.
어떻게 씻음 받은 거야?
How did you receive forgiveness of sins?
예수님을 믿음으로 내 죄가 다 씻어졌어요.
I received forgiveness of sins by believing in Jesus.
이 사람은 교도소 아무 당할 수 겁나는 사람이 없는데.
In this man, there was nobody who feared that he feared, and there was he was something that nobody can control.
그 이야기를 듣고 난 뒤에 마음에 막
But right then, all of a sudden, there was a struck something struck him in his heart.
자 많은 범죄지 자기로 말미 희생된 가족들도 있고 그 친척들도 있는데.
Because of the crime that he committed, there was a lot of harm and loss that he brought to his family and friends.
한번 생각해본 자기 너무 괴로운 거예요.
However, when he thought about it, he was so tormented inside.
그저 그런 어떤 방법이 없으니까.
But because there was no other way around it.
널 나 하나 죽으면 그만이야.
He just always said, "Oh, if I die, it's over."
두번 죽어.
Do people die twice? They die only once.
그만나.
I'm not afraid to die.
아, 교도소에서 막 그랬어요.
And that's what he said inside the prison.
근데 자기도 한 번씩 나도 이 죄 좀 벗고 싶다.
But from time to time, he would also think, I want to get rid of this sin.
나 이 죄 좀 씻고 싶다.
Now I want to wash away this sin.
근데 어떻게 해야 할 방법이 없는 거예요.
But there was no way around it.
근데 그 교도소 안에는 친구가
But all of a sudden, that inmate that was inside a prison with him,
죄를 씻었다는 거예요.
He said that he has his sin washed.
갑자기 막 미칠 때 나도 죄 씻고 싶다.
All of a sudden, he felt this urge wanting to, I want to wash my sins too.
이제 지긋지긋하다.
Now I'm sick and tired of this.
나 이거 벗고 싶다.
I want to get rid of this.
난 벗어나고 싶다.
I want to break free.
물어봤어요.
And so he asked him,
죄사함 어째 받았는데?
How did you receive forgiveness of sins?
뭐라고 뭐쭉 설명을 해요.
And then he started explaining him.
생전 교회 문 앞에도 안 가봤고.
He never even went to the gates of the church.
성경책 껍데기도 한번 안 본 사람인데.
He's never even seen the cover of the Bible.
뭐라고 이야기를 하긴 하는데 할 듯 모르겠는 거예요.
He was saying some sorts of things, but he didn't know exactly what he meant.
자, 다시 한번 얘기해 봐.
Oh, can you explain to me one more time?
또 이야기를 해요.
And then he explained one more time.
한데 정말 신앙에서 담을 쌓고 그 신앙 예수 믿는 저 몰랐던 이야기한테 하나도 이해가 안 되는 거예요.
And so he didn't know anything about Jesus, anything about spiritual life. He didn't understand what he was talking about.
이제 이 사람은 분명히 죄 사함을 받아 기뻐하고 깨끗하게 됐다 그러고 행복. 똑같은 교도소 안에 있는데 행복해 보이는데.
And surely, even though he was inside the same prison as the same inmate, but he was so happy and he was so joyful and thankful that he had received forgiveness of sins.
근데 자기는 막 죄 때문에 그냥 어떨 때 잊어버리고 막 큰 소리 나 하나 죽으면 그만이야 사람이 아무 짓지 두 번 죽어 떠들었는데.
But then he was just going around boasting all the time, acting as if he was tough, saying, "Oh, people don't die twice; they only die once. Oh, if I die, it's over."
미칠 것 같은 거예요.
But inside, it drove I'm crazy.
나도 죄 사함 받고 싶다.
Oh, I want to receive forgiveness of sins too.
근데 하는 이야기 한 마디도 이해가 안 가는 거예요.
But he didn't understand a single word that was being said.
자기 옛날에 그렇게 갈급해 본 적은 처음이었다.
So he said that was the very first time that he's been so desperate.
나도 정말 이 죄 좀 벗고 싶다.
Oh, I want to get rid of the sin too.
어떻게 예수 믿어 죄만 씻을 수 있으면 좋겠다.
It'd be great if I can just believe in Jesus and wash away my sins.
야, 좀 다시 한번 자세히 이야기해 봐.
Oh, please, can you just explain to me one more time, just carefully?
아무리 자세히 얘기해도
No matter how carefully he explained it to him
무슨 말 이해가 안 가는 거야.
He didn't understand what he was talking about.
미칠 것 같은 거야.
And it drove him crazy.
나도 지금 죽어도 좋은데 죄만 씻고 죽고 싶다.
Oh, I can die now, but I just want to wash my sins away before I die.
그 사람이 하다도 안 되니까 아, 참 되게 뭐 알아들으시네.
And so then the guy was explaining it to him. He says, "Oh man, you're so terrible at understanding this."
책을 한번 딱 꺼내 주는 거야.
And he just handed him a book.
이제 제가 쓴 거 나는 이렇게 죄에서 벗어났다. 그치?
And so then that's the book titled "How I Became Free from Sin."
책을 읽어 이해가 가는 거예요.
And he was able to understand what the books were saying.
오후부터 책을 읽기 시작했어요.
And so from that afternoon, he began to read through the book.
해가 지고
And the sun set.
밤이 어두워졌어요.
And then it became dark into the night.
잠나 한 사람은 자는데.
And so one by one, people started falling asleep.
읽었어요.
And he started reading.
야, 여기 죄가 씻으신 내가 딱 정말 막 읽는데.
And so he started reading through about how to wash away sin.
한참을 읽었어요.
And he continued to read.
근데 이해가 안 가는 게 하나 있는 거예요.
But there was a part that he didn't understand.
이게 무슨 말이야?
what does this mean?
이게 무슨 말이야?
What does this mean?
아무리 이해가 안 가네.
Then no matter how hard he thought, he couldn't understand.
야야, 미안해, 미안해.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
아, 나 좀 차워요.
Oh, I'm sleeping. 미안해, 미안해. Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
무슨 말이야?
Oh, what does this mean? 네, 네. I'll just explain to you tomorrow. No, no, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Please, please, please.
그래서 이제 우리 그거야. 아, 그거. 그 말이잖아요. 한데 딱 이해하는 거.
And he said, "Well, that means that." Oh, okay, 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 okay. You can sleep. You can sleep. You can sleep. And he continued reading.
그런 일이 밤에 한 두 번 세 번 있었다.
And so this happened about two or three times throughout the night.
근데 그 말씀이 하나하나 들어오면서
one by one as the word entered,
정말 마음에 다 책이 끌려 버렸어요.
And he was completely drawn into the book.
근데 멀리 먼동이 떠오르는데.
And then all of a sudden there was a lamp that was lit far away.
너무 놀라운 것은.
And so amazingly,
예수님의 피로 마음에 제가 다 씻어진 거예요.
He was able to receive the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus.
이야, 내가 죄 사함을 받았구나.
Wow, I received the forgiveness of sins.
내가 죄 사함을 받았어.
I received the forgiveness of sins.
미친 사람 같아.
He felt like he was a crazy man.
웃었다가 울었다가.
He would cry and then he would laugh.
이제 그래서 이제 그때가 교도소에 나갈 지 3개월 남아 3개월 교도를 나갔는데.
And so this was just 3 months before he was released from prison.
아버지한테 전화했어요.
And so he went and gave a call to his father.
했어요.
He actually wrote a letter to him.
아버지 며칠 날 제가 교도소 나갑니다.
He said, "Father, so and so day I'll be released from prison."
친구들에게도 편지를 했어요.
And he also wrote a letter to his friends.
야, 내가 며칠 나 좀 만나자.
He says, "Hey, so and so day, let's meet."
근데 가만히 생각해 보니까.
But he thought about it.
교도소 왔던 사람이 다 교도 10년, 15년 있으면 한 번도 죄를 안 짓고 교도원 죄를 지을 수 없으니까.
And so even though they're inside a prison for 10 or 15 years, all the inmates, because they're inside a prison, they cannot commit sin.
그럼 다 죄사함 받았다고 죄 씻었다고 하는 나가 보면 다 다시 들어오는 거예요.
They all say that they've been cleansed and also they're clean to go out, but then as soon as they go out, they come back.
자기도 나가서 아버지 앞에 큰절 한번 하고 친구들 만나고 그럼 술 한잔 하면 반드시 또 다시 돌아올 것 같은 거예요.
And surely he imagined thinking about meeting his father and then bowing to him and then going meeting his friends and he would drink and he would commit sin once again.
교도소에서 제일 착한 사람 세 사람 있는데.
So then inside a prison, the three top people who are the most kindest people.
기독교 지도자, 캐톨릭 지도자, 불교 지도자.
So you have the Christian leader, the Catholic leader, and the Buddhist leader.
이 사람들은 거의 그 안에 천사처럼 착해요.
These three people, they live nearly like angels inside of prison.
근데 다 나 손 씻고 나왔던 다시 다 돌아오는 거예요.
And so then they all said, "All my hands are washed," and they go out. But as soon as they go out, they come back with committing a crime again.
자기도 이제 16년 만에 교도소를 나가는데.
And they're also going out of prison. He's also going out of prison in 16 years.
아버지 앞에 큰절 한번 하고.
He will go and give a big bow to his father.
자 이따 한잔 하고 그런. 반드시 자인 또 교도소 돌을 것 같아.
And then surely he would meet his friends and they would have a drink together. He would come back to prison.
야, 이 지긋지긋한 교도소 그만 들어오고 싶다.
Oh, I'm sick and tired of this prison. I don't want to come back here ever again.
근데 대부분 와서 피하는 다 다시 들어오는데.
But the thing is, the majority of them, as soon as they're released, they all come back.
그럼 자기도 틀림없이 교도소 한 평 살 것 같은 거라.
And without a doubt, he felt that he would also live inside a prison his entire life.
어떻게 해야지?
What do I need to do?
이 사람은 뭘 느꼈느냐면
What this man felt was
자기 힘으로는 교도소 안 돌을 수 없다는 걸 알았어.
He realized that with his strength he was not able to not come back to prison.
누군가가 나를 도와줘야 하는데
And he felt that somebody needed to help him.
교회 나가서 아무도 안 나가 본 적이 없어 누구에게 도움을 받은 적 없는 거야.
And so he's never been to church so he doesn't know who to receive help from in society.
그다 책 읽는 게 생각나서 책 있는데 주소를 보고 나한테 편지를 했어요.
And so then he was reminded of the book and then there was my address being the author of that book and then he wrote a letter to me.
목사님 교도 16년 살았습니다.
And he says, "Oh, pastor, I've been living in prison for 16 years.
며칠 날 교도소 나가는데
I'll be released from prison on so and so day.
내가 교도 나가 목사님 저를 받아주시겠습니까?
Pastor, would you be willing to accept me when I get out of prison?
오라고 했어요.
I said, "Please come on over."
저희들 교회로 왔어요.
And he came to our church.
아버지도 안 만나, 아무 친구도 안 만나.
And he did not meet with his father or even his friend. friends.
새들교회 빈 방, 방을 하나 주었습니다.
We gave him an empty room inside of our church.
그냥 거기 있게 했어요.
And I just allowed him to just stay there.
이 사람이 교도소 저 나와서 우리 교회에서 1년을 있었는데.
And this man, he was released from prison. He was inside of our church for 1 year.
1년인가 그렇게
And for that 1 year, he was so happy.
매일 아침 일어나면은
every day he would wake up in the morning.
우리 교회 화장실이 많은데
we have a lot of bathrooms inside of the church.
화장실 변기 다 빈으로 닦고 청소하고
he would take the soap and then wash away all the toilet seats of the bathrooms.
쓰레기 분리하고 막 그런 일 다 해요.
Separate the trash and he would do all of that.
얼마나 해 뭐 야 내가 한 달 된 아직 교도소 안 갔네.
He was so happy to think, oh, it's been 1 month and I'm still not in prison.
석 달이나 아직 교도소 안 갔어.
Oh, it's been 3 months and I'm still not in prison.
야, 벌써 교도 가야 하는데.
I should have been in prison already by now.
야, 6개월인데 아직 교도소를 안 갔구나.
Hey, it's been 6 months and I'm still not in prison yet.
1년 됐는데 교도를 안 갔어요.
It's been 1 year and I'm still not in prison.
제 교회 있는 동안에.
And so while he was inside of our church,
1년 동안을 그렇게 행복했대.
He was so happy, he said.
정말 귀한 청년이었어요.
He was truly a precious young adult.
1년이 지난 뒤에 제가 우리 교회 신학교에 등록했어요.
After about a year, I told him to come into our missionary school.
신학교에 마치고 이제 목회자가 된 거예요.
And so then after attending the missionary school, he eventually became a pastor.
예쁜 아가씨 만나 소개해서.
And so we introduced him to a very beautiful lady.
결혼했어요.
And then he got married.
너무 너무 행복해하는.
And he was so happy.
이분이 지금 무슨 일을 하고 있냐면
And so what kind of work is he doing now?
케냐에 갔어요.
He went to Kenya.
케냐에 교도소 가서 교도소 소장을 만났어요.
And he met with the warden of the prison in Kenya.
여기 교도소 제소에 이렇게 성경을 좀 가르치게 해달라고.
And he says, please allow us to be able to teach the inmates here in Kenya.
케냐에서 교도소 이분이 가서 강의를 하는데 전혀 달랐어요.
And so he went to Kenya, he was giving a lecture to the inmates in prison, and it was completely different.
여러분, 교도소 나갔는데 다시 안 돌아온다고 각오하지 마십시오.
Everyone, don't ever make up your mind thinking that you're not going to come back to this place when you get released.
말이 안 됩니다.
It doesn't make any sense.
절대 여러분의 힘으로 안 됩니다.
This can never be done with your strength.
저는 그 잘 압니다.
I know this very well.
저도 출신이라 그거 막 모두 그 막 실감이 나게 얘기를 하는.
And so then he speaks out of reality. Why? Because that's his own story.
보통 일반 교도소에서 목사님들한테 강의를 하면 거의 대부분 엎드려 자는데.
Most of the people that come to give lectures, the majority of them, as they're listening, they just all fall asleep.
이분이 두 시간, 세 시간, 뭐 네 시간 얘는 눈이 맨도 너무 잘 뜬다.
But then he speaks for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Their eyes are big, wide open, and they listen so well.
그래서 이분이 뭐냐, 그 교도소 안을 교도소란 신학교를 만들었어요.
And so what he did was in Inside of the prison itself, he made the prison into a theology school.
그들이 교도소 재소자들이 변하는 거예요. 죄사함을 받고.
And these inmates, they receive the forgiveness of sins, and they are changing.
교도소에 보니까 저 사람이 그 마술사같이 만나면 사람이 변하는 거예요.
He's like a magician. Every time people meet with him, they're changing.
그래서 거기에 이제 교도소에 있는 정말 아주 무기수.
And so then, you know, for the people that are life in prison inside of the prisons.
그 사람 한 평생 교도소 안에 있지 밖에 못 나온 사람들.
These are people that are supposed to be living life inside of prison. They can't ever get out.
그 사람이 죄사함을 밖에 가르치고 죄사함 받고 나 그분이 변하니까.
And so when he taught them about the forgiveness of sins and they received it.
뭐 안수에서 목사를 세웠어요.
What he did was he did the laying of hands and then he anointed them to become pastors.
그 교도소의 무기수가 목사니까.
So now that a prisoner life in prison has become a pastor.
이제 교도 심참들 뭐 쩔쩔 매는데 무기수들한테.
And so then all the people that are coming in, the new inmates, they're all afraid of them.
변하는 거예요.
But then they're changing.
신학교 이제 졸업식도 하고 하는 너무 달라지는 거예요.
And they're having a graduation inside of the prisons, and it's so amazing.
그 소문이 전에 케냐는 대부분의 교회가 다 신학교로 만들었어요.
And so then this rumor started to spread throughout all the other prisons, and the majority of all the prisons in Kenya now they became have the missionary school.
그 신학교 만든 우리 굿뉴스 미션에 성교 교사들 와서 신학 강의하라 그러고.
And then all the theology schools, they asked the Good News Mission pastors to come and give lectures.
케냐 그 교도 수십 개 교도소에 전부 다 신학교가 만들어지고.
And tens of all of the prisons now they have theology schools in them.
얼마 전에 그 대통령이 와서 그 문제 때문에 케냐 목사 의논하고 막. 굉장히 기뻐했어요.
And so just recently we had the president of Kenya meet with our pastors and then we were able to discuss about what to do.
그래서 탄자니아 그다음에 뭐 주변 나라들도 이제 막 시작하기 시작한 거예요.
And then on top of that neighboring countries such as Tanzania, other countries they started doing this too.
그분들이 이 신학교를 세우고는 교도소 분위기 확 달라졌고 교도단이란 범죄가 다 없어졌다는 거예요.
After establishing the missionary school inside the prisons, now they brought down the crime rate. Everything inside the atmosphere has changed.
그 교도단 나온 사람 다 변하는 거예요.
And everybody who comes out of that prison, they all receive change.
그럼 케냐 그 신문에 크게 났고.
This became a big issue on the newspapers in Kenya.
그 주변 국가에서 서로 앞다투어서 이 사람을 불러서 이제 교도단 신학교를 세웠어요.
And so then all the other neighboring countries they're fighting against one another and they're trying to invite him so that they could establish the theology school in their prisons.
예수님을 믿는다는 것은 뭐 기도하거나 성경 읽거나 뭐 예배들은 그것도 예수 한 부분이라 할 수 있었는지 몰라도.
And when we could say that, you know, praying and also giving service and serving God, those things may be to serve God.
이제 그 신앙을 해서 들어가기 시작 예수님을 발견하면.
However, when you go into spiritual life and you start to discover Jesus,
처음에 느끼는 게 뭐냐면 예수님하고 나는 너무 다르다.
The very first thing that you get to experience is that Jesus and I are so different.
그래서 이제 내가 가지고 나는 죄를 짓는 이유가 내 안에 생각 때문에 죄를 짓습니다.
And the reason why you commit sin inside your heart is because you have thoughts inside of you.
그 시간에 얘기했지만 가늠한 여자는 왜 가늠을 한지 아십니까?
The last session I talked about this, but the woman caught in the act of adultery, why did she commit adultery?
많은 사람들은 음란한 마음으로 가늠을 한다고 합니다.
Most people say that you commit adultery out of the lustful heart.
그렇지 않습니다.
Not so everyone.
음란한 마음이 안 있는 사람은 거의 없습니다.
There is not a single person that does not have a lustful heart.
음란한 마음이는 다 가늠한
Just because you have a lustful heart doesn't mean that everybody commits adultery.
예수님 당시에 사람들은 가늠하다 잡힌 돌에 맞아 죽기 때문에.
At the time of Jesus, if anybody was caught committing adultery, they were stoned to death.
음란한 마음 이런다 가늠하는 게 아니고 누가 가늠을 하냐면은
And so, who are the people that commit adultery?
자기를 믿는 사람들이 가늠을 합니다.
Those that trust in their own hearts, they're the ones who commit adultery.
내가 이렇게 가늠을 하면 안 잡힐 거야.
Oh, if I commit adultery like this, I won't be caught.
내가 이렇게 하면 잘못 안 될 거야.
If I do it like this, it's not going to be wrong.
가늠한 여자 왜 가늠하다 잡혔습니까?
Why did that woman get caught in the act of adultery?
그 여자 왜 가늠을 했습니까?
Why did she commit adultery.
가늠하다 싶으면 돌에 맞아 죽는데.
If you commit adultery, you're going to be stoned to death.
아무리 음란한 마음이 일어나도.
No matter how much of a lustful heart you have.
돌에 맞아 죽을 걸 알면서 가늠을 하겠습니까? 아니죠.
Would she commit adultery knowing that she's going to be stoned to death? No way.
가늠한 사람은 딱 안 합니다.
The person that commits adultery, she knows.
내가 이렇게 하면.
If I do this.
아무도 모를 거야.
And nobody will know.
안 들킬 거야.
I won't get caught.
그래.
That's right.
자기를 믿는 사람들이 다 가늠을 합니다.
People who trust in their own hearts, they're the ones who committed adultery.
그가 이제 돈에 맞아 죽게 됐죠.
And then eventually she was in position to be stoned to death.
근데 여러분, 저는 제가 신앙생활 오래 했지만은
Even though I've lived spiritual life for a very long time,
예수님을 제가 만나기 전에
Before I met with Jesus,
나는 내가 한 모든 생각의 결과는 전부 다 망했다는 그 결론을 알았어요.
I came to the conclusion inside of my heart that all of the results of my thought is a failure.
19살 때 내가 나를 봤어요.
At age 19, I looked at myself.
난 더럽다고 악해.
I was so dirty and I was so filthy.
난 정말 참 못됐어.
And I am so evil.
내 생각 따라 난 망해.
If I follow my thoughts, I will fail.
그리고 저는 예수님을 만났습니다.
And that's how I came to meet Jesus.
예수님을 만났는데.
And when I met with Jesus,
내 생각하고 옘 생각 성결표 읽으면 읽을수록 다른 거예요.
And the more and more I read through the Bible, I can see that the thought of Jesus and mine are so different.
제가 지난번에 가늠한 여자에 대한 이야기를 했죠.
Last time I talked about the woman caught in the act of adultery.
가늠한 여자가 가늠하다 잡혔습니다.
This woman was caught in the very act of adultery.
자기는 가늠해도 이래하면 안 잡힐 그런 생각을 가지고 있는데.
She thought to herself that even though I commit adultery, I'm not going to get caught.
예수님 어떤 마음을 가졌냐면은.
But what kind of heart did Jesus have?
예수님 서기관 바리새인들이 물었어요.
The scribes and the Pharisees asked.
선생님 이 여자 가늠하다 현장에 잡혔습니다.
This woman was caught in the act of adultery. in the very act of adultery.
모든 율법이란 자 돌로 치라 그랬습니다.
Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned.
선생은 뭐라고 말하겠습니까?
But what sayest thou?
예수님 손가락으로 땅에 글씨 쓰셨습니다.
Jesus began to write on the ground.
그리고 일어나서 말씀하셨습니다.
And then he arose and said,
여러분 가운데 죄 없는 자 먼저 돌로 치라 그랬어.
Anyone among you without sin, let him first cast a stone at him.
이한 깜짝 놀랐.
And so she was so shocked.
나는 내 생각의 테두리 안에 살아서
And so I only lived within the frame of my thoughts.
내 생각만 믿고 있었는데
I just trusted my own thoughts.
내 생각의 결과는 돌에 맞아 죽을 수밖에 없는 일인데
And the result of my thoughts was only to be stoned to death.
저분의 마음은 어떻게 저런 마음이 있을까?
But how in the world does that man have that heart?
나를 돌로 치는 모든 사람 다 내보내고
He casted out all the people that were about to stone her.
나를 건져주셨네.
And then he saved me.
나는 왜 저런 마음을 못 가졌을까?
Why was I not able to have that heart?
나 저 마음 한번 갖고 싶다.
I want to have that heart for once.
여자 마음이 그렇게 변한 겁니다.
That's the way that this woman's heart changed.
제가 그랬습니다.
That's how I was.
저 너무 악하고 저 내 생각 따라 망한다.
Because I was so evil and filthy, if I follow my thoughts, I will fail.
전 그걸 확실히 알았어요.
I knew this so surely.
저 그때까지 내가 뭘 한다고 했는데 다
Up until that point, I tried doing a lot of things. They all failed.
더럽고,
all dirty.
악하고,
evil.
거짓됐습니다.
And deceitful.
내가 싫었습니다.
I hated myself.
그리고 예수님을 만나면서,
and then as I met with Jesus,
예수님을 만날 때 예수님 입에서는 그 음성을 들으면서 예수님 마음을 볼 수가 있습니다.
And as I was able to come in contact with the heart of Jesus, hearing his word, I was able to see his heart.
그날 나는 내 생각을 다 버렸습니다.
That day, I threw away all of my thoughts.
내가 내 속에 이런 이 생각을 따라가면 망한다는 게 처음 알겠습니다.
I came to realize surely that if I follow these thoughts, I will fail.
내 생각을 버렸습니다.
So I threw away my thoughts.
그리고 예수의 마음이 내 마음에 들어왔습니다.
And the heart of Jesus Christ then entered into my heart.
분명히 나는 죄를 지었고 죄인이었습니다.
Surely I committed sin and I was a sinner.
죄를 한두 번 지은 게 아니고
I did not commit just one or two sins.
조금 전에 죄를 많이 지었고 악하고 더러운 인간이었습니다.
I committed many sins. I was a dirty, filthy human being.
정말 저도 좀 깨끗한 사람이 되고 싶었습니다.
I also wanted to become somebody who was clean.
남들보다 따뜻한 사람이 되어보고 싶었습니다.
I wanted to become a warm-hearted person.
나도 진실한 얘기를 한 사람이 되어보고 싶었습니다.
I wanted to become somebody who spoke the truth.
근본 내 마음은 그런 인간이 아닙니다.
However, the source of my heart, the nature of my heart was not like that.
내 마음은 너무 야비했습니다.
It was so conniving.
내 마음은 너무 더러웠습니다.
My heart was so dirty.
내 마음은 너무 거짓됐습니다.
My heart was so deceitful.
거짓말 입에 말, 입만 벌면 거짓말 줄줄 나와요.
Every time I opened my mouth, just lies would just come out of me.
그래서 저는 내 생각을 버렸습니다.
That's why I threw away my thoughts.
예수님 말씀을 받으려만 했습니다.
I had to only accept the word of Jesus.
분명히 내가 볼 때 난 죄인이 맞았습니다.
Surely when I saw it, I was a sinner.
거짓말도 많이 하고 도둑질도 많이 하고
I stole, I lied a lot.
싸움도 많이 하고
I also fought a lot.
그런데
That's how I was.
성경은 뭐라고 말하냐면
But what did the Bible say?
성경은 뭐라고 하냐면
What did the Bible say?
예수님 날 보고 의롭다고 하시는 거예요.
Jesus tells me I am righteous.
아니야.
No way.
내가 어떻게 의로워?
How can I be righteous?
아니 난 더러워.
No, I'm dirty.
난 악해.
I'm evil.
그러나
But
예수님이 날 보고 의롭다고 하시면
If Jesus tells me that I'm righteous,
의로운 게 맞아.
Then it's right that I'm righteous.
예수님이 나를 거룩하다고 하시면
Jesus says that I'm holy
거룩한 게 맞아
then it's right that I'm holy
오늘날 많은 기독교인들이
many Christians today
예수님이 아무리 어렵다고 해도 나는 죄인이라고 말합니다
no matter how much Jesus says that you're righteous they continue to say that they're sinners
십자가 우리 죄를 사했도 아니야 난 죄인이라고 말합니다
even though it says that Jesus he washed away our sins on the cross he says no way we are still sinners
단순한 얘기입니다
very simply said
자기 생각을 믿는 것이었어요
they trust their own thoughts everyone
나는 죄를 많이 짓고 악하고 더러운 인간인데
I was a very dirty, filthy human being who committed a lot of sin.
정말 난 더러운 인간인데
Surely I was such a dirty human being.
나도 정말 깨끗해 보고 싶었는데
I also wanted to become clean.
난 분명히 내 생각 난 더러웠습니다.
According to my thoughts, I was surely a dirty person.
예수님은 나를 보고 의롭다고 하셨습니다.
But Jesus looked at me and he says you're righteous.
로마서 4장 25절에
Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says
예수는 우리의 범죄함을 위하여 내어줌이 되고
for he was delivered for our offenses
또한 우리를 의롭다 하심을 위해 살아나셨나니
and raised again for our justification.
예수 우리 나를 의롭다고 하신 거예요.
Jesus tells me that I'm justified.
로마서 3장 24절에
And in Romans chapter 3 verse 24
그리스도 예수 안에 있는 구속으로 말미암아
It's saying being justified freely
하나님의 은혜로 값없이 의롭다 하심을 얻은 자 됐다.
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
하나님이 나를 보고 의롭다 그러셨어.
Everyone, Jesus, He tells me that I'm righteous.
재판장이 더 잘 알지, 내가 더 잘 알아요.
Everyone, the judge would know better. Would I know better?
난 죄인이면 틀림없는데.
Surely, without a doubt, I'm a sinner.
재판장 대신 하나님의 말씀 나를 의롭다고 하셨습니다.
However, Jesus, who is the judge, He tells me that I am righteous.
왜?
Why?
그리스도께서 나를 구속하셨기 때문에.
Because Jesus has redeemed me.
그리스도 내 죄를 다 씻었기 때문에.
Because Jesus has washed away all my sins.
우리 신앙은 이론 일런지 모르지만.
Everyone, even though our spiritual life may be a this.
예수님은 이론적인 사람이 아닙니다.
We may be of theory, but Jesus is not of theory.
진실로 우리 죄를 사했고 그리고 의롭다고 하셨습니다.
He truthfully washed away all of our sins, and he tells us that we are righteous.
아니야, 난 죄인이야.
No way, I'm a sinner.
아니야, 난 죄인.
No way, I'm a sinner.
저는 그랬습니다.
That's how I was, everyone.
그렇지만 다 이길 수 있어도 성경에 있는 하나님 말씀은 이길 수가 없었습니다.
And although I could overcome all things, but I could not overcome the word of the Bible.
내 생각에는 죄인이라는 생각이 막 속에서 솟아나는데.
Inside of my heart, inside my thoughts, continuously the thought that I'm a sinner arises.
죄가 맞은데.
It's right that I'm a sinner.
악을 행했는데.
I committed evil.
더러운데.
I am dirty.
하나님은 날 의롭다는 거예요.
But God calls me, I'm righteous.
예수님 나를 의롭다는 거예요.
Jesus says that I'm righteous.
여러분 내가 예수님을 어떻게 이깁니까?
How can I overcome Jesus?
오늘 예수님 앞에 굴복했습니다.
One day I knelt down before Jesus.
예수님 난 죄가 많습니다.
Jesus, I have a lot of sins.
그러나
But
주님 당신이 의롭다면 난 의롭습니다.
If you tell me that I'm righteous, then I'm righteous.
난 내가 죄를 안 지어 의롭다는 게 아닙니다.
It's not that I did not commit sin.
의롭다고 하시는 예수님을 믿었습니다.
I believed in the word of Jesus who says I was righteous.
그리고 내가 죄인이란 내 생각을 다 버렸습니다.
And from that moment on, I threw away all of my thoughts that told me I was a sinner.
그날부터 저는 성경을 읽으면서
And from that day on, as I continued to read the Bible,
예수님은 모든 내 생각을 버리고
I threw away all the thoughts that were inside of me.
예수의 말씀을 하나하나 받아들이기 시작.
And one by one, I began accepting the word of Jesus.
근데 이제 문제가 뭐냐면은
Now the problem was
내가 또 잘못을 저지르는 거예요.
Is that I do wrong again?
물론 제가 그 뒤로 거짓말을 거의 안 했습니다.
Of course, after that, I nearly did not lie.
어찌다 보면 나도 한 번씩 거짓말 할 때가 또 있었어요.
But then from time to time, without myself knowing, I would lie from here to here.
전하고는 정말 비교가 안 될 정도로 달라졌어요.
But then I completely changed up to a point that I couldn't even imagine.
어떤 때 나도 내 육신을 따라 예수를 섭섭할 때가 있었어요.
Of course, there's the times that I follow my flesh and I disappoint Jesus.
근데 이제 문제는 뭐 그때 나는 죄인이라고 생각을 했는데.
But the problem is that during those times I would think that I was a sinner.
성경은 예수 나를 의롭다고 하는 거예요.
But the Bible tells me that I am righteous.
물론 저는 이런 일을 막 계속 성경 읽었는데.
And of course, regarding these aspects and continue to read through the Bible.
십자가의 죽음은 주로 히브리서에 아주 정확히 구약 레위기서에 정확히 나와 있는데
And so in the Old Testament about the cross of Jesus is specified in the book of Leviticus and also New Testament in the book of Hebrews.
거기서 나타난 예수님이 하시는 그 말씀 우리를 죄에서 영원한 속죄를 했다.
And so when you look there, it talks about how the sacrifice which Jesus Christ gave, it received eternal redemption.
히브리서 9장 11절에
If you look in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11
그리스도께서 장래 좋은 일의 대제사장으로 오사
It says, for Christ cometh of high priest of good things to come.
손으로 짓지 않고 이 창조 속까지는 더 크고 온전한 장막으로 말미암아
By a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building.
염소와 송아지의 피로 안에 오직 자기 피로 영원한 속죄를 이루사
Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once in the holy place, having eternal redemption for us.
저는 이런 이야기 수천 번, 한 수만 번 한 거예요.
Everyone, I think I talked about these words thousands, 10,000 times.
그래서 머리가 나빠도 이거 다 외워버렸어요.
And even though I have a bad brain, but I memorized it.
요즘 이제 나이가 들면 좀 기억력 둔해 점점 잊어버리기도 하는데.
Now, of course, from time to time, I lose memory and then I forget about it.
막 보석 같은 말씀이에요.
But these are words like treasure.
염소와 송아지의 피로 아니하고
Neither by the blood of goats and calves.
영원한 속죄를 이루사
He received eternal redemption for us.
한 번에 성소에 들어가셨네.
Entering once into the holy place.
그 하늘나라 영원한 성소에 가서
Entering into the holy place that is forever in heaven.
모든 게 영원한 것인데
Everything inside of heaven is eternal.
거기서 내 모든 죄를 사해서 영원히 사했습니다.
And he washed all of my sins there forever. Ever.
이 뜻을 쫓아 예수 때 몸을 단번에 드심으로 말 우리가 거룩함을 얻었나.
By the which will we are sanctified through the bodying of offering of Jesus Christ once for all.
히브리 10장 1절입니다.
That's Hebrews chapter 10.
제사장마다 매일 서서 섬기며 자주 같은 제사를 드리되.
And for as the priest standing daily ministering the same sacrifices each day.
이 제사는 언제든지 죄를 없게 하지 못하거니와.
But these sacrifices could never wash away sin.
오직 그리스도는 죄를 위해 한 영원한 제사를 드리시고.
For Jesus, He gave the eternal sacrifice for us.
우리가 자기 원수들로 자기 발등상에 되게 하실 때까지 기다리시나니.
For He shall wait until the enemies be made His footstool.
제가 한 제물로 거룩하게 된 자들을 영원히 온전케 하셨느니라.
By one offering, He has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
또한 성령 우리에게 증거하시되 그날 후로 저희와 세울 언약 이것이라 하시고.
And afterwards, as the Holy Spirit testifies to us, that this shall be the covenant that I will make with them after these days.
여러분 그런 말씀 한마디 한마디를 들어보면
When I listen to these words each and every time
정말 놀랍습니다.
It is so amazing.
이거 지난번 얘기한 예레미야 31장 31절 34절 이야기.
Everyone, these are the words of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 34.
예레미야 31장 33절 31장 31절 42절 3절 4절 히브리 10장이 저 다시 인용했고
And so then it is a direct copy talking about Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31 32 33 34 about Hebrews chapter 10.
나 여호와가 말하노라 날 이르 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 새 언약을 세우리라.
Behold the days come saith the Lord that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel with the house of Judah.
이 언약은 그들의 열조선하고 애굽 땅 인도한 내더는 세운과 같지 아니할 것은 내가 그들의 남편을 그들 내 언약을 파하였습니다.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt which my covenant they break although I was a husband unto them saith the Lord.
하나님이 우리에게 새 언약을 정했다네.
The Lord says that he has appointed a new covenant for us.
옛날 언약 그 율법은 지키면 복을 받고 못 지키면 저주를 받는데.
The old covenant which is the law, if you keep it then you're blessed. If you don't keep it you're cursed.
율법을 온전히 지킨 사람 한 사람도 다 저주를 받아야 했습니다.
There is not a single person that was able to receive blessing through that. They all had to be cursed.
이제 죄를 범한 우리를 살리는 새 언약을 하나님은 세우셨습니다.
But now Christ has established a new covenant that he established between us and God.
내 법을 그들의 마음에 두고 그 생각에 기록하였어.
It says that I will write this law in the inward parts and write it in their hearts.
하나님은 내 마음 안에 예수의 법을 기록해 놨어.
God says that he wrote this law into the inward parts of my heart.
그 누구든 여호와를 알라지 않은 건 작은 자로 큰 자로 다 나를 알미니라.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother they saying know the Lord for they shall know me.
내가 그들의 죄악을 사 하고 영원히 그 죄를 기억지 아니하리라 여호와의 말이니라.
Say the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I'll remember their sin no more.
이제 전에 내가 죄악으로 가득했던 내 마음 안에
inside of my heart that was once filled with sin,
하나님의 말씀이 내 안에 들어왔습니다.
As the word of Jesus Christ now entered my heart.
하나님 나를 의롭다고 하셨어.
God said that I'm righteous.
나를 거룩하다고 하셨어.
God said that I'm holy.
나를 정죄하지 않는다고 하셨어.
He says he condemns me no more.
그 내가 가지고 있는 생각의 세계하고
Now everyone, the world of the thoughts which I had
예수님이 가지고 있는 생각의 세계 너무 달랐어.
And then the world of the thoughts which Jesus had, they were so different.
가늠한 여자가 봤을 때
When the woman caught in act of adultery saw it
저분 어떻게 저렇게 말씀을 하시지?
How is it possible that this man is able to say that?
난 가늠한 여자 도저히 살 방법이 없는데
I was caught in act of adultery, there's no way that I could live.
그분은 예수님은 우리가 상상할 수 없는 지혜를 가지게 했어요.
But that Jesus, he has unimaginable wisdom.
정말 지혜로우셨어요.
Truly he was wise.
그 사람 전부 막 돌을 들고 가늠한 여자를 돌로 치려고 막 하고 있는데.
All of these people, they had stones up against them. They were trying to stone this woman.
예수님께서 땅에 글씨를 쓰셨어요.
But Jesus, he began writing on the ground.
왜 글씨 쓰는지 아십니까?
You know why he wrote on the ground?
예레미야 31장 31절에
Because it says in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31.
새 언약을 세운다고 하신다.
He says I will make a new covenant.
그러니까 이제 첫 번째 언약은 하나님 손가락으로 돌판에 쓰셨고.
And so the very first covenant he wrote upon the tables of stone.
두 번째 언약은 하나님이 우리 마음판에 새긴다. 땅이 사람을 가진 땅에 막
And then the second covenant he wrote upon the ground with his own hands.
자, 첫 번째 법은 지키면 복을 받고 못 지키면 저주받다 앉아 여자는 못 지켜 저주를 받아야 하는데.
So the very first law, if you keep it, you're blessed. If you don't keep it, then you're cursed. So she did not keep it, so she was about to be stoned to death.
그럼 두 번째 법은 뭐라고 말하냐면은.
What does the second law say?
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고 다시는 그 죄를 기억지 아니하리라 여호와의 말이냐.
He says, "For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more." Thus saith the Lord.
예, 두 번째 법은 죄를 우리가 짓거나 사는 게 아니고.
Everyone, it's not that we are the ones that are to wash our sins away according to the second law.
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고 다신 그 죄를 기억지 아니하라.
He says, "For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more."
하나님이 우리 죄를 사한다 그랬습니다.
God says He will forgive.
하나님 우리 죄를 기억지 않는다 그랬어요.
God says He will not remember.
그러니까 내 생각
That means that my thoughts and the thoughts of God, they're so different. They're contrary to each other.
나는 1962년에
1962
내 속에 모든 생각을 다 버렸습니다.
I threw away all of the thoughts that I had.
그리고 예수님의 말씀을 내 속에 받아들여서 내 마음의 주인으로 삼았습니다.
And as I accepted the word of Jesus into my heart, I accepted Him as my master.
분명히 내 귀고 내 코고 내 얼굴이 내 몸이고 내 손인데.
And surely it is my ears, my eyes, and is my lips, and is my body.
분명히 박옥순의 더러운 인간인데.
Surely it is the wicked Oksu Park me.
그때부터 나는 내 생각을 믿지 않았습니다.
But from that day on, I did not believe in my own thoughts.
지금도 내 생각이 많이 내 속에 떠오르는
Even from now, I continue to have thoughts that continue to arise from me.
거부합니다.
I reject them.
믿지 않습니다.
I do not believe them.
예수님의 말씀을 믿고.
And I believe the word of Jesus.
성령이 내게 주시는 그 성령의 말씀을 내 마음 받아들이기 시작합니다.
And I started to accept the words that came from the Holy Spirit.
여러분 사람은 마음을 바꾸면 모든 삶이 달라지는데.
When people change their hearts, everything about their lives changes.
내가 내 마음 다 버리고 예수의 마음을 받아들인 이후에.
After I threw away all of my heart and accept the heart of Jesus.
그때부터 예수님 내 안에 능력으로 살아 일하는 걸 봤습니다.
From that moment on, I was able to see God working inside of me with power.
생각을 하면 너무 은혜롭고 감사한 것입니다.
When I think about this, it's so graceful and graceful, and I'm so thankful.
이제 가늠한 여자가 보니까.
When the woman caught in the act of adultery saw,
자기는 막 이러면 나 가늠하다 안 잡힐 거야 생각했는데,
she thought to herself, oh, if I do this, I'm not going to get caught in adultery.
그건 자기 실력을, 자기 능력을 믿은 거예요.
But that means that she trusted in her own ability and her skills.
그 가늠한 여자는 정말 가늠하면 안 잡힐 거야 했는데, 잡혔어요.
She thought that if I do this, I'm not going to get caught, but she eventually was caught.
자기 이래 가늠하면 안 잡힐 거란 자기가 얼마나 잘못된 걸 그때 느끼는 거예요.
Right at that moment, she came to realize how wrong she was to think that she was not going to get caught.
난 지금 내 생각 믿었는데,
Until now, I trusted my own thoughts.
내 지혜를 믿었는데,
I trusted my own wisdom.
내 생각을 믿은 결과 내 돌에 맞아 죽을 수밖에 없구나.
But the result of me following my own thoughts is to be stoned to death.
그 시점에 가늠한 여자는 예수님을 만난 겁니다.
At this point inside of her life, that's when she met with
예수님
Jesus.
예수님 입에 나오는 말씀은
the words that came out of the mouth of Jesus.
하고 비교가 안 되게 지혜로운 말씀인데,
they're incomparably wise to mine.
분명히 내가 돌에 맞아 죽어야 하는데,
surely I had to be stoned to death.
그 말씀 한마디가 돌을 다 땅으로 떨어뜨리고.
However, those words, it dropped all the stones to the ground.
그 많은 자기를 치는 사람, 미워한 사람 다 내쫓은 거예요.
And all the people that were there trying to swarm her and kill her, he casted them out.
여자 머리채를 잡고.
To try to pull her hair.
더러운 여자.
You dirty woman.
힘을 배고
And spit at her.
발길로 차고.
Kick her around.
막 밀고.
Push her.
막 그런 사람들이.
And these people.
막 여자를 정화하고 더럽다고 돌로 쳐 죽이는 사람.
These people that they detest her and try to kill her.
예수님의 말씀 한마디에.
By the one word of Jesus.
부끄러 돌을 놓고 다 떠나가는 거야.
They were all ashamed and they walked away.
왜 나는 저런 지혜를 못 가졌지?
How come I was not able to have that wisdom?
내가 저런 지혜에 살았더라면.
If I had lived with that wisdom,
내가 가늠을 안 했을 텐데.
I would not have committed adultery.
내가 저 지혜를 내 마음에 받았더라면.
If I had accepted that wisdom,
이런 일이 나도 문제가 안 되는데.
Even if there was a problem like this, it would not have become a problem.
여잔 처음으로 예수님의 지혜를 보면서 놀란 겁니다.
For the very first time, this woman was amazed at the wisdom of Jesus.
그 지혜가 너무 귀하고 아름답고 거룩했습니다.
This wisdom was so precious, valuable, and holy.
그 지혜가 돌에 맞아서 몸이 산산이 막 부서지고 깨어지고.
And so then, as that wisdom, it started to break everything down, shatter everything to pieces.
머리가 깨지고.
And it was supposed to break her head.
막 팔이 부러지고.
And her arms breaking.
얼굴이 터지고.
And her face bursting.
그렇게 돼야 하는데.
That's what should have happened to her.
예수님의 지혜 하나가.
But the one wisdom of Jesus.
사람 다 돌려보내는 거예요.
Casted everybody away.
그리고 여자에게 말씀하셨어요.
And then said unto her.
너를 고소하는 그들이 어디 있느냐?
Where are those thine accusers?
너를 정죄한 자 없느냐?
Hath no man condemned thee?
여자 고개를 돌아봤습니다.
This woman, she looked up.
아무도 없습니다.
Not a single person.
주여, 없습니다.
No man, Lord.
예수님 말씀하셨어요.
And then Jesus said,
나도 너를 정죄하지 아니한다.
Neither do I condemn thee.
가서 다시 죄를 범지 말라.
Go and sin no more.
예수님의 말씀 한마디 한마디는 노래와 같았습니다.
The one word, each and every word of Jesus was like a song.
다 터냈습니다.
And it was all there.
그 마음을 다 녹였습니다.
It completely melted her heart.
그 많은 돌로 치는 사람들의 마음을 다 녹였습니다.
It completely melted all the people that had the stones in their hands.
다 도망가고.
They were all ashamed and they walked away.
여자 집으로 돌아가는데.
And this woman, as she was returning home,
가슴이 뜨거운 거예요.
And it started to move her heart.
나를 돌로 쳐 죽이려고 했는데.
All these people, they were trying to stone me to death.
나를 욕했는데.
They were all cursing me.
발길 차고 나를 침뱉고 했는데.
And they were spitting at me. They were cursing at me.
저분은 왜 무엇 때문에 나를 사랑하십니까?
But why of all people, why does he? Why does he love me?
모두 다 날 더럽다고 하는데.
Everybody else says I'm dirty.
그 나를 사랑하는 그 사람.
But that loved me.
나를 위한 그 지혜.
That wisdom that was for me.
나를 그 많은 내쫓고 나를 거룩하게 한 그 지혜. 진짜 이 여자는. 그 지혜 비해 너무 썩은 생각까지 지혜 잘났다고 살아.
And truly, compared to that great wisdom that she had, she thought that she was great until now, but she realized that everything was all rotten.
이제 여자 마음엔 예수님으로 가득 차는 겁니다.
And now this woman, she's filled with Jesus.
집으로 가면서,
as she's going home,
마음 안에 예수님의 얼굴을 그려봅니다.
She begins to draw the heart of Jesus.
왜 나 같은 인간을 사랑하실까?
Why did he love a man, a person like me?
그냥 돈에 맞추어도 별뭐 가치 없는 인간인데.
Surely even if I were to be stoned to death, I'm worthless.
왜 나같이 더러운 인간을 사랑했습니까?
Why did he love a dirty person like me?
왜 나를 살리셨습니까?
Why did you save me?
아무 쓸모 없는 인간 이걸 왜 살리셨습니까?
This worthless person like me, why did you save me? I should have died.
이런 인간도 사랑하십니까?
Do you love somebody like me, Jesus?
가늠한 여자 마음에 예수님의 생각 외에 다른 뭘 마음에 담아둘 수가 없었습니다.
Inside the heart of this woman caught in the act of adultery, she could not have any heart other than the heart of Jesus.
집까지 걸어가면서 발자국 발자마다 예수님을 생각했고.
Every footstep that she took going back home, she began thinking about Jesus.
집에 방문을 열면서.
And as she opens that door,
내가 예수님의 은혜를 이 방 안에 다시 들어오는구나.
Oh, by the grace of Jesus, I am back here again.
내가 다시 막 끌려단 피곤한 몸을 베개 위에 내가 자면서 머리를 달고 잠을 잘 수.
And as she puts her head upon the pillow, putting her tired body to rest, she's able to have this rest inside of her heart.
감사하고, 감사하고, 감사.
She was so thankful and thankful and thankful.
내가 전에 얘기를 했습니다.
I said this before.
가늠한 여자는 그 말은 우리의 대명사라고.
Everyone, that woman caught in the act of adultery, she is a pronoun to us.
그 여자의 얘기는 저의 이야기입니다.
Because her story is my story.
전 더럽고 저주를 받아오고 멸망을 받은 영원한 지옥에 가야 했어요.
Everyone, I was a person who was dirty, filthy, and evil, needed to be destroyed.
그 여자를 살리신 예수님.
However, the Jesus who saved her.
십자가에서 강도를 살리신 예수님.
Jesus who saved the thief upon the cross.
강도에게 하늘을 약속한 그 예수님.
That Jesus who promised the heaven unto that thief.
그분이 나에게도 그런 사랑을 베풀었고.
That Jesus also bestowed that same love upon me.
성경에서 예수님 마음을 읽을 때마다.
As I read through the Bible of the heart of Jesus.
성경 구절 하나하나가 뜨겁게 내 마음에 와닿았어.
Each and every verse inside the Bible came into me in a burning way.
성경 읽고 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 읽었습니다.
And as I read through the Bible over and over and over and over again.
이게 꼭 같은 말씀인데.
Even though they're the exact same words.
제가 어디에서 볼 수 없는 말씀이에요.
But these are words that I never can find anywhere in the world.
너무 마음을 따뜻하게 하고.
They truly warm my heart.
너무 더러운 인간을 사랑하시고.
And truly love the dirty person like me.
제가 예수의 마음을 읽으면 읽을수록
and the more that I read through the heart of Jesus over and over again
그 마음을 마음에 받아들일 수밖에 없습니다.
I had no choice but to accept that heart into my heart.
그 마음하고 내가 지금까지 19살 때까지 살아왔던 내 마음하고는 너무너무 달랐습니다.
And that heart and the heart that I lived until age 19 was completely different.
그분은 너무 거룩하시고 정결하시고 사랑이 많으시고
He was so holy, so pure, so wise, and so righteous.
난 너무 어리석었고,
and I was foolish.
바보 같았고,
I was a fool.
거짓되고,
I was deceitful.
악했습니다.
And I was evil.
내가 싫었습니다.
And I hated myself.
예수님이 사랑스러웠습니다.
Jesus was so lovable.
그날부터 내 마음에 예수님이 자리를 잡고
And from that moment on, Jesus now takes a place inside of my heart.
저는 잘 압니다.
Everyone, I know this very well.
내 속에 많은 생각이 올라오는데.
There are a lot of thoughts that arise from within me.
이건 내 육에서 나온 생각이야.
These are the thoughts that come out of my flesh.
이게 사탄이 주는 생각이야.
They're thoughts that come from Satan.
그래서 성경을 읽으면서.
That's why as I read through the Bible.
예수님의 마음을 발견하고
I'm able to discover the heart of Jesus.
마음의 크기를 느끼고
See the greatness
마음의
of his heart.
색깔을 보고
See the color of his heart.
마음의 따뜻함을 느끼고
See the warmth of his heart.
마음의 지혜를 보고
Seeing the wisdom of his
마음
heart.
마음 안에 평안을 보고
Seeing the peace in his heart.
마음의 사랑을 보면서
And I say see the love in his heart.
그 사랑이 그 은혜가 그 따뜻함이 거룩함이 내 마음을 바꾸어 주었습니다.
And that grace, that love, that warmth, and truly that heart of His has changed me.
지금까지 내가 가졌던 그 더러운 마음.
Even the dirty heart that I had until now.
지금까지 내가 가졌던 그 교만한 마음.
That arrogant heart that I had until now.
지금까지 내가 가졌던 그 악한 마음.
And that evil heart that I had until now.
내가 가졌던 정말 거짓된 정말 부정한 마음.
Surely it was such a deceitful, wicked heart.
나 이제 그것 따라가기 싫다.
I don't want to follow that anymore.
나 이제 다시 그것과 살고 싫다. 살기 싫다.
I don't want to live with that anymore.
나 진짜 그것 벗어버리고 싶다.
I really want to get rid of this.
예수님의 마음을 받아들이고 싶다.
But I wanted to accept the heart of Jesus.
내 마음에 예수님이 들어오셔서 일하기 시작.
Jesus came into my heart and he began working.
내가 갖지 못했던 평안이 내게 오고
The peace that I never had came to me.
내가 갖지 못한 기쁨이 왔습니다.
And the joy that I never had came to me.
참 감사했습니다.
I was so thankful.
2015년
It was 2015.
아버지가 세상을 떠나셨습니다.
My father passed away.
아버지가 세상 떠나시기 전에
And so then after my father, before my father passed away,
아버지께 복음을 전했습니다.
I had preached the gospel to my father.
저는 하나님이 너무 감사했어요.
And so I was so thankful to God.
그때 제가 대구에 살았었는데,
at the time I was living in Daegu,
대구에 2015년 교회가 조금 많았고, 아버지가 계실 만한 방도 제대로 없었습니다.
And at the time, 2015 in Daegu, the church was very small. There was no place for the father to stay.
방 하나만 마련해서 아버지 계시게 하고.
And so then we prepared a small room. We allowed him to stay there.
그다음에 이제 그 이쪽 방에는 제 저희들이 있었습니다.
And then we were in the other room.
거기 이제 영국이가 태어났고 원숙이가 태어났고 그 시절 영국이 태어나던 해였습니다.
And so there was a year at which my son, 영국, was born.
아버지는 손자 영국이를 좋아했습니다.
And so then my father really liked the grandson, 영국.
아버지는 늘 영국, 원국아.
My grandpa used to always, my father used to always say, 원국.
너무 좋아했어요.
And so he was so happy.
그게 꿈 같았어요.
And it was like a dream.
아버지가 예수를 돌아가기 며칠 전에 예수님의 복음을 아버지는 강하게 거부하셨습니다.
And so before this time actually when I tried preaching the gospel to my father he strongly rejected.
어느 날 아버지가 저를 불렀습니다.
But one day my father he called me over.
저와 제 아내하고 아버지 방에 들어갔는데
And so then my father my wife and I we went into the room.
아버지 누워 계시다 저를 보고 일어나 앉으셨는데
So my father as he was laying there he saw me and then he got up.
아버지 비장이 심하셔 가지고
Because he had stomach severe stomach ulcer.
막 피를 토하셨어요.
All of a sudden he vomited blood.
깜짝 놀랐어요.
And we were so shocked.
아무도 이제 아버지가 마지막이시구나.
And so we all thought to ourselves, "Oh, this is the end to our father."
내 아내도 나도 아버지도 셋 똑같이 생각.
Whether it was my wife or myself, all three of us, we all thought the same.
그리고 아버지도 그렇게 생각하셨어요.
And then also my father thought the same.
제 아버지 피를 다 닦아드리고.
And so then we wiped the blood clean.
자리에 누우셨습니다.
And then we had him lay back down.
아버지께 얘기했습니다.
And then we said to our father,
아버지 만일에 아버지가 세상을 떠나시면,
Father, if in case you were to pass away,
우리가 아버지 생각이 날 때 아버지 목소리라도 듣고 싶어서 녹음기를 장치했습니다.
And so we want to be able to be reminded of you, and that's why we have a recorder here set up.
아버지가 저들이 하고 싶은 얘기 말씀해 주시면,
Father, if you would tell us all the things that you want to tell us,
제가 녹음을 했다가 아버지 생각 날 때 한 번씩 듣고 싶습니다.
Whenever I'm reminded of you, Father, I would like to listen to that recording.
아버지가 한 시간 동안 유언을 하셨어요.
And so for about an hour, my father he left this will.
마지막에 내가 죽거든.
He said, "Lastly, when I die,
장전 뒷산에 너 어머니 산소 옆에 거기 하면 된다.
Make sure that you bury me right next to your mother in the back mountain."
내 몸에 옷 갈아입힐 사람은 그 서당 마을에 김 씨를 불러라.
Go and call Mr. Kim over at the village of Sodang that is right neighboring to us.
그 사람 내가 어릴 때부터 돌봐줬기 나를 만지면 더럽다 안 갈 거다.
He will be the one to change my clothes because I've seen him ever since I was young and so he will not say that I'm dirty.
그래서 제가 이야기했습니다.
And so I said to him,
만일 아버지가 돌아가시면
Father, if you were to pass away,
아버지 말씀하신 그대로 다 장례를 치러드리겠습니다.
We will do the funeral exactly as you have willed.
아버지 몸은 저희들이 그렇게 모시지만
And we will take your body in such way
아버지 영혼은 어디로 가시겠습니까?
But Father, where will your spirit go?
아버지가 한숨을 하고 쉬었어요.
And right then, my father, he let out a big sigh.
그리고 말씀하셨어요.
And then he said to me
떨리는 목소리로
With a very trembling voice
내가 하늘나라에 가고 싶어요.
He says, I want to go to heaven.
그런데,
but,
그런데 너무 늦었다.
But it's too late.
내가 무슨 공로가 있어야 하지.
What good work have I done?
저는 제가 목사였던 게 좋았고.
Everyone, I was so happy that I was a pastor.
그다음에 한날 우리 공로란 거 예수님의 의로 가고.
And not that fact that we don't go to heaven because of our good work, but because of the work of Jesus.
내가 그걸 설명하신 목사라는 게 너무 좋았어요.
And the fact that I was a pastor who could explain this so well to him, I was so thankful.
아버지가 누워 계신데 한 두 시간 정도로 예수님 우리 죄를 위해 죽으신 그리고 우리 죄가 사는 그 복음을 전했습니다.
And so my father was laying there, and I spoke to him about 2 hours about how Jesus washed our sins away, and we became righteous.
아버지가 그날 죄 사함을 받으셨어요.
And that day, my father received the forgiveness of sins.
그리고 우리는 아버지 고향으로 모셔 앰뷸런스를 빌려서 고향 선산에 아버지를 모셨습니다.
And so then we had to take an ambulance all the way back to his hometown in Sunsan, and that's where we had to stay.
선산에서 아버지 태어나신 곳이고.
That's where my father was born.
그리고 그의 삼평생 사신 것이.
And that's where he lived his later life.
뜨나 아버지가 일어나셔서 저를 부르셨습니다.
One day my father he woke up in the morning he called me over.
제 딸아이가 이름이 은숙인데.
And so my daughter's name is Eunsuk.
아버지는 은숙의 원수가 그래요.
And so he would not say Eunsuk but he would say 원수.
원숙이 애비야.
He says, "Hey, father of Eunsuk."
예, 아버지.
He says, "Yes."
야, 내가 어제 그 앰뷸런스인가 뭔가 그 차 타고 너무 편하게 왔다.
You know, yesterday I think I was in an ambulance or something, but I had my way here so comfortably.
뭐 하나님이 감사하다.
I'm so thankful to God.
너들 찬송 좀 불러봐라.
Why don't you guys sing a hymn?
우리 아버지의 그런 이야기는 꿈에도 생각지 못해.
And we could never even dream about our father saying something like that.
아버지 죄사 한번 사흘 동안 사셨습니다.
My father, after being saved, he lived for three days.
너무 변하셨어.
And then he changed so much.
아침을 드신 뒤에 친구들 다 불러오라 그랬어.
After he had breakfast one morning, he called all of his friends over.
난 우리 둘째 원숙이 애비 믿는 예수 믿고 하늘나라에 가네.
I believe in the Jesus of my second son. Eunsuk's father that he believes in and I'll be going to heaven.
내가 먼저가 좋은 자리 많이 잡아 놓을 테니까.
I'll reserve a lot of good spaces for you.
자녀들도 예수님 믿고 우리 은숙 예비 믿는 예수 믿고 우리 하나님 다시 만나세요.
You should also believe in the same Jesus that Eunsuk's father believes in and you should also come to heaven along with me.
정말 나는 자네 같은 친구들이 있어 너무 좋았다.
I was so happy to be able to have friends like you until now.
하늘 가서 우리 같이 또 즐겁게 지내자.
Let's have an enjoyable time in heaven together.
저는 막 그날 그리고 그 다음 날 아버지 세상을 떠나셨는데.
And so then it was that day, and then the next day my father passed away.
하루 종일 문상객들이 와서 손님 만나러 바빴습니다.
All day long we had guests come over, and so it was very busy times.
그래 저녁 한 12시 됐는데 다 가고 우리 가족만 남았습니다.
And then it was just midnight, and then everyone had left, and it was just our family that remained.
돌아가신 아버지 곁에서 아버지를 이렇게 모시고 있었는데.
I was the one who was having my father stay with us.
처음으로 이제 방문을 열고 밖에 나갔습니다.
And for the very first time, I opened the room door and I left, came outside.
뒤뜰에 하늘을 별들이 반짝반짝 비치는데.
And I looked up to the sky and I could see the stars that were sparkling.
그렇게. 하나님이 감사했습니다.
And I was so thankful to God.
우리 아버지를 구원해 주신 하나님.
The God that saved my father.
원래 아버지는 형님이 모시고 있었는데.
Originally my brother was the one who was taking care of my father.
형수님하고 아버지가 약간 마음이 잘 안 맞아요.
But then my sister-in-law, my father, they did not get well with each other very well.
형님이 일본 가서 6개월 동안 계셔하는데.
And so my brother he had to go to Japan and he had to stay there for 6 months.
그때 형님 나를 보고 말씀하시기를 네가 내 일본 갔던 또 아버지 모실 수 있겠나?
And he said to me at the time, while I'm in Japan, will you be able to take care of father in the meantime?
예, 형님.
Oh yes, brother.
제가 뭐 집도 허술하고 잘 못해도는 제가 아버지 좀 모시고 싶습니다.
You know, although I have a shabby home, but still I want to have him stay with us.
내가 그만 아버지 같이 없었더라면,
if I was not with my father at the time,
제가 못 받으셨을까?
He would not have been able to receive forgiveness of sins.
그리고 이제 형님 가시고 내가 아버지 모시면서 병원에 모시고 다니고 수혈도 해드리고 다음에 그 저 재산제도 준비해드리고.
And so then, right then, I had to be able to take him to the hospital back and forth, filter his blood, and also be able to do the funeral and also do everything for him.
제가 아버지하고 한 4-5개월 있었는데.
I was there together with him for about 4 or 5 months.
참 하나님 감사 맞으면 아버지 영혼이 구원을 받으셨어.
I was so thankful inside of my heart. Why? Because my father was able to receive salvation at the end.
만약 내가 집에 없었다면 불가능했을 거예요.
If he was not with me at home, it would have been impossible.
하나님 아버지 구원 받도록 기도했는데 그 기도 들으시려고 아버지 부지 모시게 됐고 구원을 받.
I really prayed so that my father could receive salvation, and God heard my prayer so that I was able to minister unto him and then have him receive salvation.
나는 아버지가 돌아가신 슬퍼해, 나는 전 슬퍼지 않았어.
Everybody else was very sad that my father passed away, but I was not sad.
아버지 구원 받았다.
I said, my father is saved.
뒤뜰에 가서 맨 땅에 무릎을 꿇었습니다.
And so then I went to the back hill and I started kneeling right on the ground.
별 하나하나 보고
I looked up to the sky looking up all the stars in the sky.
하나님 정말 감사하겠습니다.
God, thank you so much.
우리 아버지를 구원해 주셔서
that you saved my father.
이제 저 한 평생 주님만 위해 살고 싶습니다.
Now I want to live my rest of a life for you.
하나님 내게 속한 모든 것을 은혜로 우리 가족 다 구원받도록 그러십니다.
God led our entire family to receive grace to receive the salvation.
하나님 내 속에 일한 그게 너무 은혜로웠어.
The fact that God He was working inside of me was so graceful.
오늘 아침에도 우리 목사님들이 모였습니다.
And even this morning, our pastors we gathered with one another.
오늘 진행하는 것도 고인하면서.
And so we talked about how to be able to progress through the day.
야, 이 진짜 우리 하는 그 메시지가 전 세계 뭐 94개 나라에 진짜 가는 게 맞나?
We said, really, is this true that this message that we're delivering really being televised in 94 different countries?
정말 여기 뭐 8억이나 되는 인구가 우리 방송을 듣냐?
Really, is it 800 million people that are really listening to this right now?
정말 이곳에 있는 이 방송이 다 내 설교 중계해 주나?
Really, is all the people that are here, the television stations, are they really televising my sermons?
제가 믿을 수가 없어요.
I could not believe this.
근데 잠만 자고 일어나면은
But every time I wake up from my sleep,
내 아이패드에 쫙 글들이 올라와요.
On my iPad all sorts of news come up.
그 나라에 있는 그 목사님 우리 선교 목사님들이
And all the missionaries of our pastors that are there.
그 나라 사람들 집회 참석하고 올린 그 글들을 전부 다 보내요. 쫙 그런데
And what they do is they take all of the things that they have in the comments and they interpret and they post it up.
아침에 아내를 보 여보 당 이걸 한번 읽어보라고.
And I call my wife over in the morning. I says, "Hey, honey, read through this."
어떤 목사님이 정말 그 죄산 받은 막 그 간증을 올려놨어.
And there's a testimony of how this pastor was able to receive salvation.
어떤 목사님 사모님 그 글을 쭉 올렸는데.
And so there was a pastor's wife who posted a comment.
정말 너무 뜨거운 거예요.
And it was really burning my heart.
저하고 제가 너무 감사했습니다.
And my wife and I we were so thankful together.
원래 집회는 어제 저녁까지였는데.
Actually, the seminar was until last night.
지역에 다 우리 목사님들이
But then the pastors of our region
목사님 이거 이틀만 더 연장합시다.
Pastor, let's extend it just two more days.
저는 왜 이틀간 되게 섭섭했어요.
And so then I was a little upset that he said they only said two days.
2년 연장하든지 20년 연장하든지 이틀이 뭐야?
So I thought maybe like let's extend it for 2 years, 20 years, but why only two days?
너무 감사했어.
I was so thankful.
내가 내 마음으로 살았을 때
Everyone, when I live with my own heart
입을 말하면 악이 나오고
Whenever I open my mouth there's evil that comes out of me
나오고,
There's deceit that comes out of me
내 마음에 나오는 모든 악으로 거짓으로 더러움으로 인생을 살았습니다.
And I live my entire life with all of the evil, all of the lies, and all of the fake things of me.
성경 히브리 10장 16절에
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 16 says,
내 법을 저희 마음에 두고 저희 생각에 기록하리라.
For I will write my laws into their hearts and in their minds will I write them.
이제 내 마음 안에 하나님의 법이 들어와 있고.
Everyone, now the law of God is inside of my heart.
내 마음 안에 예수님의 마음이 내 안에 있는 거예요.
And the heart of Jesus is now inside of my heart.
그러니까 이제 내가 나 같은 더러운 인간인데
And so I'm such a dirty person like me.
예수님의 마음으로 살 수가 있는 거예요.
I am now able to live with the heart of Jesus.
제가 옛날에 영국제 랜드로버라는 차가 있었었는데요.
Long ago there was a London-made Land Rover.
그때 그 우리 그 선교사님이 그 차를 가지고 있어서
There was a missionary inside of our church who had this car.
같이 썼습니다.
And so we used this car together.
한 번은 그 샤프트 프로펠러 샤프트가 부러졌어요.
One day the propeller shaft broke off.
그래 그걸 이제 랜드로버를 한국에서 부속을 구할 수 없어서
And so there was no way that they could find the part in Korea.
그때 제일 강한 싱가포르 랜드로버
And so then the very closest division that they have is in Singapore.
이제 랜드로버 차를 세울 수가 없어서
Because there's no way that they're able to fix the car then, the Land Rover.
그 미국제 앰뷸런스에 쓰는 그 다치라는 차가 있는데
So then there is an American-made car called Dodge.
그 차하고 랜드로버 차 크기에 비해서 프로펠러 샤프트가 비슷해요.
And so then the propeller shaft and also the size of it, they're a little bit similar to one another.
그걸 가져왔는데 이제 좀 약간 안 만드는 걸 그 칠공사의 쌤방에 가서 깎아가지고 만들어가지고 그걸 좀 달고 다녔어요.
So the sides didn't fit really well, but then they went and they just cut it a little bit off and then they put it inside the car and that's how we drove it around.
그때가 1979년 하여튼 69년 70년 그때였어요.
It was 1969,
1970-ish. 근데 싱가포르에서 주문 돈을 보내주면 그 항공우편을 붙이는데 한 달이 걸린대요.
They said that if you send them the money, then from Singapore they're gonna air it and then ship it over to us, and it's gonna take 1 month to get here.
요즘은 뭐 아침에 가서 사가지고 저녁 때 올 수 있는데.
You know nowadays you can go there and then buy it in the morning and bring it back by evening.
그때까지 우리는 프로펠러 샤프트를 따지해서 안 맞는 가지고.
However, at the time, we used the Dodge propeller shaft. It didn't fit really well, but we still used it.
운전할 때만 늘 불안해요.
Every time you drive it, you feel insecure.
그래서 이제 차를 세울 때, 이제 스타트할 때, 이제 그 프로펠러 샤프트가 일을 많이 하니까.
And so when you ignite the engine, when you first start it, that's when you need the propeller shaft.
앞으로다 빼갈 때 항상 조심해야 오늘 불안했어.
Every time you move forward and back, you always have to be careful.
한 달 뒤에 약속대로 싱가포르에서 프로펠러 샤프트를 보냈어요.
And then 1 month later, according to promise, Singapore sent the propeller shaft to us.
전문점 공장에 다시 딱 바로 끼웠어요.
So then we took it over to the repair shop and then we put it right in.
랜드로버 프로펠러 샤프트는 너무 믿음직스러운 거예요.
And we used the Land Rover propeller shaft inside the Land Rover car. It was so trustworthy. It was so stable.
여러분, 우리는 하나님이 만든 몸인데.
Everyone, we are people that were made by God.
참 오랫동안 아담으로 말미암아 사탄이 주는 마음 가지고 살아왔습니다.
For a very long time, we lived under the rule of Satan, being deceived by Adam.
그리고 예수님을 만난 뒤에.
And as after we met with Jesus,
사탄 주었던 내 생각을 버리고.
We threw away the thoughts that Satan gave us.
하나님의 말씀을 내 마음에 받아들이면서
And as we accepted the word of God into our hearts
바라주는 평안이 기쁨이 내게 들어왔습니다.
We have unspeakable peace and joy that came into our hearts.
자, 우리는 오늘 베드로에 관한 글을 읽었는데
Today we read through the words of Peter
시간이 다 가버렸습니다.
And so time's already up.
시몬 베드로가
And so Simon Peter,
성전 미문에 올라가서 안전병인을 만난 겁니다.
He was going up to the gate called Beautiful up in the temple, and he met with a lame man.
이제 그 요한복음 제일 마지막 장면이 어떤 장면이 나오냐면,
So the very last scene of John, what does it say?
예수님 갈릴리 바닷가에 시몬 베드로 같이 식사 중 이야기하는 대화가 나와요.
There's a conversation between Jesus and Peter when they're at the Sea of Galilee and they're eating with one another.
시몬 베드로는 누구보다 예수님을 사랑했어요.
Simon Peter loved Jesus more than anybody else.
예수님 그날 밤에 채워 마저 너희가 다 나를 버리려 그랬어.
At the Last Supper, Jesus says unto all the disciples, "You will all deny me."
시몬 베드로가 예수님께 말해.
Simon Peter says to Jesus,
내가 주와 함께 죽을지어 주를 부인하지 않겠습니다.
Though I die with you, I will never deny you.
네가 다 울기 전 나를 세 번 부인하려.
Before the cock crows, you will deny me thrice.
그리고 그들은 이제 그날 저녁에 기도할 겟세마네 갔습니다.
And so then they went to Gethsemane to pray.
가룟 유다가 군인들을 대 예수님을 잡으려 했어요.
Right then, Judas Iscariot brought down the army and to capture Jesus.
그래서 이제 막 시몬 베드로 이제 막 막는 막 시몬 베드로도 넘어지고 이제 예수님을 잡아가지고 갔습니다.
And so Simon Peter tried to prevent them, but then he toppled over, and eventually the soldiers they took Jesus away.
다른 사람들은 다 도망을 갔는데.
Everybody else ran away.
예수님의 제자 요한은 그 제 대제사장 아는 사람이었어요.
However, John, knowing the high priest of the high priest at the time,
예수님을 따라서 대제사장에서 그 가야바의 집까지 갔습니다.
And so then, following the way of the high priest, he went all the way over to the house of Caiaphas.
이제 갔는데 시몬 베드로는 그 문에 여종이 지켜 들어갈 수가 없었어요.
And so, because the women was guarding them, that's why they were not able to be allowed into the gate.
요한이 문 지키는 여종에게 의해서 시몬 베드로를 들어오게 했습니다.
And so then, they asked them to be able to allow Simon Peter to be able to come in through the
doorkeeper. 문지키는 여종이 있다 시몬 너 예수님의 제자잖아.
So the doorkeeper was standing right there and says, "Hey, you're a disciple of Jesus."
베드로는 자기 누나 아니야. 그러면서.
Without Peter knowing, he says, "No."
여자 거기서 들어갔어요.
And then the woman, she just kind of nodded her head and then she went in.
그때 숯불을 추워서 바닥에 쬐고 있는데.
And so then it was a bit cold, so they had a fire outside.
숯불에 불이 비치는데 캄캄한데 불이 비치 얼굴이 환하고 너 예수님 제자 맞지?
And so then the fire was very lit and it was bright. 아, 네. And it says, hey, you were a disciple of Jesus, aren't you?
베드로가 그 두 번이나 예수님 부인했어.
And already Jesus had denied Jesus, Peter had denied Jesus two times.
두 번 다 부인할 때 다 키 울었어요.
And then after Jesus, Peter denied Jesus three times, then the cock crew.
다 키 어떻게 울죠?
How does it crow? How does it crow? 고키요.
얘는 한국식입니다.
And so this is Korean.
한국 사람은 딱히 꼬끼오 하고 웃는데.
And so then according to the Korean, you know, chicken they cry 꼬끼오.
Côte d'Ivoire 사람 딱히 어떻게 울죠?
How does the cock crow in Côte d'Ivoire?
미국 사람들 어떻게 봅니까?
And so how do the American chickens crow? 까꼬두루두.
미국 사람들 소란하게 울더라고. 까꼬두루 까꼬.
So they cry 까꼬두루두.
다 기울었습니다.
So anyway, the cock crew.
때 베드로 다 울리는 예수 세 번 부인했다 말을 듣고.
And so then after hearing that,
밖에나 통곡을 했어.
He went out and he started to weep bitterly.
베드로는 예수님을 세 번 부인한 것 때문에 늘 마음이 어두웠어.
Because of the fact that Jesus, Peter had denied Jesus, it always troubled his heart.
마음에 많은 정죄를 당했습니다.
And he was convicted in his heart.
그래서 베드로가 이제 제자들과 모여 있는데.
And as Peter was gathered together with the disciples,
예수님 사흘 만에 부활했습니다.
And then Jesus resurrected in three days.
베드로가 이제 그 무덤까지 가보고 예수님 부활하신 걸 확인했습니다.
And so then he went all the way over to the tomb and testified, saw that he had
못했습니다.
resurrected. He couldn't meet him though.
근데 제자들 방에 있는데.
And so he was amongst the disciples.
예수님이 오신 거예요.
Jesus then came.
베드로가 힘이 없어졌어요.
But Peter lost all strength.
예수님 살아서 막 그래야 하는데.
So he's supposed to say, "Oh, Jesus, you're alive."
베드로 마음은 가득 채운 게 하나님 세 번 부인했어.
But then the thing that filled Peter's heart was, "Oh, I denied Jesus three times."
내가 예수님 나도 뭔가 한마디 해야 하는데 예수님 잘못했습니다.
And so Jesus, I'm supposed to say something to him. I'm supposed to say that I'm sorry.
그게 좋은 말이 아니라서 그렇게 쉽지 않았습니다.
However, it's not something good to say, so it was not easy for him to say that.
그래 뭐 하고 있었는데 왜 예수 떠나가셨습니다.
And so then he was just there stuttering a little bit and eventually Jesus left.
베드로는 말할 수 없는 가책에 빠졌습니다.
And Peter fell into unspeakable conviction.
내가 무슨 예수님의 제자야?
How am I a disciple of Jesus?
내가 무슨 사도야?
How am I an apostle?
난 예수를 세 번에 부인했어.
I denied Jesus three times.
아니야. 난 아니야.
No way. I'm not it.
너무너무 괴롭습니다.
And the more he thought about it, it was so painful.
난 죽어도 주를 부인하지 않으려고 했는데.
I said that I was not going to deny Jesus even till death.
부인해서 안 되는데.
I should not deny Jesus.
나 같은 게 무슨 제자야?
But what kind of disciple am I?
아니야.
No way.
지금 예수님 부활했기 때문에 제자들이 모여서 예수님 부활한 걸 증거하고 해야 하는데.
And because Jesus has resurrected, now the disciples have to go out and they have to testify of his resurrection. And so they have to gather everybody together and say that Jesus resurrected. But that's not what Peter was able to do.
생각하다.
He thought about it long and hard and he thought, you know, I'm just going to go catch fish.
예수님 제자야, 난 어부야.
Oh, I'm no disciple of Jesus. I'm just a fisherman.
난 어부야. 고기를 잡으러 가야 돼.
I'm just a fisherman. I'm just going to go and catch some fish.
난 괜히 지난 3년 내 괜히 헛되게 내가 놀았어. 난 어부야. 나 같은 게 무슨 제자야, 무슨 사도야. 아니야, 난 어부야.
For the past 3 years, I just wasted my time here. I'm no disciple. I'm a fisherman. Yes, I'm a fisherman.
고기를 잡으러 갔습니다.
So he wanted to go to catch fish.
그 제자도 야 베드로 왜 그래?
And disciples say, Hey Peter, what are you doing? We have to go testify Jesus' resurrection.
그래야 하는데.
That's what he's supposed to do.
그때는 촌수가 다 똑같아요.
But at the time, everybody was at the same level.
저 나도 가자 그래요.
He said, Okay, I'll go catch it too.
밤새 고기를 하나도 못 잡아.
And so then all night long they toiled, but they couldn't catch any.
새벽에 예수님 오셨어요.
And so Jesus came the next morning.
고기를 잡았느냐?
Have you caught any fish?
없습니다.
No, none, Lord.
그물을 배 오른편에 던지라.
Cast your net onto the right side of the fish boat.
그물을 배 오른편에 던져보니까 고기 너무 많이 잡혔어.
And when they cast their net out to the right side of the boat, they were able to catch so many fish.
아, 저분 예수님이야.
Oh, they realized right away that's Jesus.
막 수영에 달려왔습니다.
So then Peter he swam and came to shore.
예수님이 그다 숯불을 피워 놓으셨어요.
And there Jesus he had made a fire.
어디서 고기도 올려놓고.
I don't know where he got it, but he was grilling the meat.
올려놓고.
He also had some bread there.
식사 준비했어요.
And he prepared a meal.
베드로하고 예수님하고 아침 식사를 했어요.
And so they had breakfast together between Jesus and Peter.
식사 끝난 뒤 예수님 물었어요.
And then after breakfast, Jesus asked Peter.
요한의 아들 시몬아.
Simon, son of Jonah.
네가 이 모든 사람보다 나를 더 사랑하느냐?
Lovest thou me more than any of these?
내가 베드로를 사랑하는가?
Oh, do I love him?
베드로는 내가 예수님을 사랑하는가?
Peter thought to himself, Do I love Jesus?
베드로 속에 부인할 수 없는 것은
One thing that he could not deny
예수님을 사랑하고 있었어요.
Is that he loved Jesus.
근데 자기는 예수님 세 번 부인했기 때문에
But because he had denied Jesus three times
너무너무 고통스러웠어요.
He was in so much pain.
난 예수님의 제자가 아니야.
I'm no disciple of Jesus.
내가 무슨 제자야.
I'm no disciple.
예수님은
But Jesus,
아무 말씀하지 않으셨어요.
He did not say otherwise.
요한의 아들 시몬아, 네가 이 모든 사람보다 나를 더 사랑하느냐?
Says Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than any of these?
그 이야기를 들어보면,
if you hear these words,
분명히 베드로가 예수님을 사랑한 사실이에요.
Surely it is true that Peter loves Jesus.
내가 예수님을 정말 사랑하는가?
Oh, truly, do I love Jesus?
내가 예수님을 사랑해?
Do I really love Jesus?
베드로가 부인할 수 없는 사실 한 가지는
among one of the facts that he cannot deny.
예수님 세 번 부인하긴 했지만
yes, he denied Jesus three times.
그건 본 마음이 아니었어요.
But that was not his true heart.
그래서 자기도 모르게 그렇게 말했지만
he did it without himself knowing.
마음 안에 예수님을 사랑하는 마음이 베드로 안에 있는 거예요.
But inside the heart of Peter was the heart to love Jesus.
근데 베드로는
But Peter
예수님 사랑하는 마음이 있는 건 안 보여. 예수님 부인한 것만 사탄에 보이게 해서.
Satan made it seem so that he would not see the heart that loves Jesus. He only sees the heart that denied Jesus.
무슨 제자야, 무슨 사도야, 아니야는 사도 자기 없어 가도 고기나 잡고 세상 돌아가.
And so he keeps telling him, "You're no disciple of Jesus. You're not worthy. Go back and catch some fish. Go back."
여러분 사단은 오늘 베드로에게 말했듯이
Just as how Satan spoke unto Peter
여러분에게는 얼마나 말합니까?
Do you know how much he speaks to you?
구원을 받았어.
Are you saved?
재산 받은 게 그래.
You say that you receive forgiveness of sins. What do you mean you're a disciple of Jesus? You're not saved. You're not saved.
수없이 사단이 이야기해.
Numerous times he speaks to you.
예수님은 베드로 마음 중심인데 예수님 사람 마음을
But Jesus began to recall the heart to love Jesus once again.
요한의 아들 시몬아,
Simon, son of Jonah.
네가 나를 사랑하느냐?
Lovest thou me more than any of these?
아무리 봐도 베드로 마음에 예수님 세 번 부인은 했지만 예수님을 사랑하는 건 정말 부인할 수 없어.
And no matter how much he thought about it, yes, it's true that he denied Jesus three times, but it was undeniable that he loved
예,
Jesus.
주님, 내가 주를 사랑 주께서 아십니다.
Thou knowest that I love thee, Lord.
내 어린 양을 먹이라.
Go and feed my young lambs.
내 양을 치라.
Go and herd my sheep.
세 번이라 그랬습니다.
And he said that three times to him.
그때 베드로가 지금까지 막 있는 사도가 아니야. 네가 먼저 예수님 셈 부인하고 그 예수님 부인한 것 때문에 그 다 그걸 이겨낼 수가 있어.
And up until that moment, with all the words of Satan telling him, "You're no disciple of Jesus. Go and fish. You're no disciple of him." He was able to cast it all out.
이 이야기 요한복음 제일 마지막에 요한이 기록을 했는데.
And so these were the very last words that John recorded in the book of John.
요한복음 제일 마지막 이 이야기로 끝이 납니다.
And so the book of John ends with this story.
베드로는 자기가 갈릴리 바다 고기 잡으라고 난 이제 예수 제자 아니야. 다시 이제 옛날 업으로 돌아가려고 했는데.
And so originally Peter was going to go back to the life of a fisherman. He says, "I'm no disciple of Jesus."
바닷가에 오셔서 베드로 마음에 예수님을 사랑하는 마음을 자꾸 일으켜 주었어.
However, Jesus came by the sea to where Peter was. He continued to recall and bring up the heart that loved Jesus.
내 양을 먹이라.
Go and feed my sheep.
예수님은 내가 예수님 세 번 부인 나를 보고 양을 치렀다. 예수님 당신의 양을 맡기시네.
Oh, I denied Jesus three times, but He is entrusting His sheep unto me.
예, 예수님.
Yes, Jesus.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
내가 사탄에게 속았습니다.
I was deceived by Satan.
내가 주를 부인했습니다.
I denied you, yes.
본 마음이 아니었습니다.
But it was not my true heart.
그러나 나도 모르고 그랬습니다.
I did that even without myself knowing.
그때 내 마음이 괴로웠습니다.
I was in so much torment.
그러나 십자에서 그 죄도 씻어진 줄 믿습니다.
But I believe that even those sins were washed upon the cross.
저는 이제 사도입니다.
Now I'm an apostle.
그렇게 마음을 바꿨습니다.
That's how he changed his heart.
오늘 천만을 죄 사함 받고도
Today many people even after being saved
사탄에게 속아 나난데
They're deceived by Satan. No way. No way.
전도자들 도망을 가요.
And ministers they run away.
나난데 해봤어 안돼.
I tried it. I can't do it.
그래요. 예수님은 그런 사람들을 찾아가셔서 마음을 돌이키십니다.
Yes, the Lord finds those people and he turns their hearts around.
이제 베드로는 오순절날 성령의 충만함을 받았습니다.
And now on the day of Pentecost, Peter was able to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
3,000명이 구원받고
3,000 people received salvation.
성전문 안전매가 나오면서
And as the lame man at the gate called beautiful was able to be raised up.
그때 이제 능력의 일꾼으로 일하기 시작.
5,000 people were saved and that's when he was used as a powerful worker of God.
처음에 성전문 안전매를 봤을 때
When he first saw the lame man at the gate called beautiful, he was there begging for money.
이제 베드로는 옛날 베드로가 아니었어.
He was no longer the Peter of the old.
내 안에 예수님 계시는데.
Inside of me there is Jesus.
내가 저 병자 못 고치지만
Even though I cannot heal that sick man.
내 안에 예수님이 계시는데.
But Jesus is inside of me.
저 병자 고치고 싶은 마음을 일으키시네.
He is now stirring up the heart to want to heal the sick man.
이 마음은 내 마음이 아니야.
This is not my heart.
예수님의 마음이야.
This is the heart of Jesus.
우리를 쳐다봐.
Look at us.
쳐다봤습니다.
And he looked up.
은과 금은 내게 없어 내게 있는 어디에 줘 나사렛 예수님 그러라.
He says, "Silver and gold have I none, but with what I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of Nazareth, rise, take up and walk."
그때 베드로 마음은 예수님 마음과 하나였어.
And right then, the heart of Peter and the heart of Jesus were one.
내 법을 저희 마음에 두지 생각에 기록하리라.
He says, "For I'll record my laws into their hearts and put it into their inward parts."
이제 우리가 수천 년 동안 사탄 밑에 제약된 생각 속에 살았어.
Everyone, until now, we've been deceived by Satan, following after those thoughts of Satan.
근데 우리가 정말 예수님 피로 죄 사함을 받고 난 뒤에,
but truly after receiving the forgiveness of sins through Jesus,
예수 우리에게 주님의 마음을 주님의 생각을 우리 속에 넣어 주셨습니다.
He now has put in the heart and the thought of the Lord inside of us.
이제 우리가 우리 마음으로 사는 게 아니고
We no longer live according to our own heart.
주님의 마음으로 주의 생각으로 살도록 했습니다.
He's made it so that we are able to live with the thought of the Lord and the heart of the Lord.
내가 종종 내 자신을 바라봅니다.
From time to time I look at my own heart.
내 속에 나 육에 속한 마음들이 종종 일어납니다.
From time to time, there are the fleshly hearts that arise from within me.
아니야, 나는 그리스도 함께 죽었어.
No, but I was crucified with Christ on the cross.
나는 그리스도 함께 십자가에 못 박혔어.
I was crucified on the cross with Christ on the cross.
이제 내 안에 그리스도가 사신 것이야.
And Jesus now lives inside of me.
예수님 내 마음에 자꾸 새로운 마음을 일으킵니다.
And he continues to stir up a new heart.
복음 전도를 해라.
Go and preach the gospel.
목회자들을 양성해라.
Raise ministers.
그들 신앙을 가르쳐라.
Teach them in their spiritual lives.
어디 거듭나는지 가르쳐라.
Teach them how to receive forgiveness.
이제 내가 내 안에 주님이 나를 이끄셔서.
Because the Lord is the one that's guiding me.
지난 50년 동안 하다가 보니까.
And so for 50 years as I've been doing this.
하나님 내 속에 살아서 일하는 건 너무 놀라웠습니다.
As I see the Lord that is working inside of me, I'm so amazed.
분명히 내 입이 말하지만.
Surely my mouth speaks.
내 손이 일
And it's my hands at work.
내 발이 걷지만.
And my feet are walking.
이제 주님이 내 안에 계셔서.
But it's the Lord that's inside of me
당신의
now.
당신의 마음을 넣어주기 때문에.
And now He's putting me inside of me His heart.
그 마음으로 성경을 볼 때.
With that heart when I read through the Bible.
내 생각으로 성경 볼 때하고 달랐어.
It's different from when I read through the Bible with my own heart.
그 마음으로 길을 행할 때.
And when I walk through the
그
streets.
그 마음으로 복음을 전할 때.
When I preach the gospel with
그
that heart.
그 마음으로 하나님께 기도할 때.
When I pray to God with that heart.
내 마음이 아닌 예수님 마음으로 할 때.
When I do not with my heart, but with the heart of Jesus.
놀라게 예수님이 일하실 것이.
Jesus works amazingly.
김기성 형제, 세상에 아무도 감당할 수 없는 중범자였습니다.
Brother Kim Gi-sung, he was truly a severe prisoner that nobody could contain.
이제는 그가 중범자가 아닙니다.
But he is no longer a heavy criminal.
하나님의 천사입니다.
He is an angel of God.
많은 나라 가서
He goes to many countries.
교도소 다 바꿔버렸어.
And he has changed all the prisons.
물론 나보다 젊고
Of course he's younger than I.
하지만
Yes, that's how he is.
얼마나 귀한 종인지 모릅니다.
But I cannot say in words how precious of a servant he is.
우리 교회에 예수님 닮은 종들이 많습니다.
We have many servants of God inside of our church who take after the Lord.
저 사람 분명히 저 사람은 저 사람이 예수님이야.
Surely that person is not him, but he is Jesus.
많은 종들이 이제 예수님이 됐습니다.
Now many servants of God have become Jesus.
자기 생각이 죽고.
Their thoughts are now dead.
그 중에 하나가 김기성 목사입니다.
Among them is Pastor Kim Gi-sung.
믿어질 수가 없습니다.
Cannot believe it.
김기성 형제 결혼식 때 그 누님이 오셨습니다.
And so on Brother Kim Gi-sung's wedding day, his older sister came.
목사가 되고.
He became a pastor.
전도자가 돼 결혼한다고 하니까.
And so then he became a minister, and so he was getting married.
아, 우리 가족들 좀 모인데 박 목사님 박수 칩시다.
And so then all the family members were gathered together, and she said, "Hey, let's all give a big round of applause to Pastor Park."
제가 박수를 받았습니다.
And so I received a round of applause.
예수님 받을 박수인데.
This is applause that Jesus should have received.
주님이 우리를 바꾸셨습니다.
However, Jesus changed us.
하나님 여러분의 눈을 바꾸지 않고.
Everyone, Jesus doesn't change your eyes.
코를 바꾸지 않고.
He doesn't change your nose.
귀를 바꾸지 않았어.
He doesn't change your ears.
여러분의 마음을 예수님 마음으로 바꾸었습니다.
But he's changed your heart to the heart of Jesus.
여러분 생각을 따라 살지 마십시오.
Don't follow your thoughts anymore, everyone.
예수님 말씀대로.
And according to the word of Jesus.
예수님 마음으로 사십시오.
According to the heart of Jesus, now live.
베드로가 정말 예수님 세 번 부인하고.
And truly, as Jesus, he denied Peter denied Jesus three times.
보금이라는 도망가 고기 잡으려고 그랬는데.
And he was about to run away. He was going to go catch some fish.
예수님 갈릴리 바닷가에 찾아가서 베드로를 돌이키기 위해서.
But then Jesus went all the way over to the Sea of Galilee, and he had his heart turned.
우리 교회 목사님도 종종 이렇게 베드로처럼 도망가는 사람들이 있습니다.
From time to time, we have some pastors in our church who run away.
그래서 만나면 만나서 교제를 하는데.
And so then we try to meet them over and over again.
그 말씀 듣고 또 변하면 너무 능력 있는.
And when I see them having to receive that word and changing, they become such powerful people. And when they live according to their own thoughts, it is so difficult. When Peter looked at himself, he's not qualified to become a minister. Oh, a person who denied Jesus three times, how can he be a gospel preacher? But then he met with Jesus.
좀 전에 가서 자기 생각 다 버리고 예수 말씀 받았.
And he threw away all the thoughts that he had until now, and he accepted the heart of Jesus.
그래서 우리 생각은 마귀의 종이기 때문에 악밖에 더러운 것밖에 없지만.
And because our thoughts are enslaved to Satan, we only have evil and wicked thoughts.
예수님 당신이 가진 그 마음, 그 성령 우리에게.
However, he has now poured his heart and the Holy Spirit of God upon our hearts.
예수님으로 말미암아 살면,
if we live through Jesus,
우리 모두는 작은 예수가 되는 것입니다.
Then we all become small Jesus.
예수님 하신 것처럼,
and so just as Jesus says,
병자도 고칠 수 있고.
Yes, at times we face difficulties.
귀신도 쫓을 수 있고.
We can cast out the demons.
복음도 전할 수 있고.
We can also preach the gospel.
사람도 죄사함 받을 수 인도할 수가 있습니다.
And we can lead many people to receive the forgiveness of sins.
그래서 하나님께 영광을 돌립니다.
That is why we glorify God.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지, 우리가 너무 더럽고 추한 인간인데.
Our Holy Father God, we are truly dirty, filthy human beings.
손이 더럽거나 발이 더러운 게 아니라 우리 마음이 더러웠습니다.
Lord, it was not our hands or our feet that were dirty, but it was our hearts that were dirty.
온갖 악한 것으로 살았습니다.
We live with all sorts of evil things.
이제 우리 예수님의 마음으로 바꿔주셔서 감사합니다.
But Lord, we're so thankful that you've now changed our hearts to the heart of Jesus.
우리는 진절머리만 나도록 우리 인간 생각에 정말 화가 났습니다.
Lord, we were so sick and tired of our evil humanistic hearts.
예수님의 마음으로 산 동안 너무 행복했습니다.
We were so happy that we could live with the heart of Jesus.
예수님 이번에 우리 가운데 살아계심을 믿습니다.
We believe that Jesus is alive and working amongst us.
이 말씀은 우리 모두 자기 생각을 버리고 예수님 마음으로 살게 주옵소서.
To all of us that are listening to these words, we ask that we would throw away our hearts and live with the heart of Jesus.
이런 귀한 시간 주셔서 감사하고.
We thank you for giving us this precious time.
하나님께 영광을 돌립니다.
We glorify God.
말씀 듣는 모든 사람 하나님 은혜가 넘.
We ask the grace of God may overflow upon all people.
주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도드립니다.
In Jesus Christ's name we prayed.
Amen. 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.